Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me one.
Booty-os.
Go.
Okay.
Let's do this, people.
Did you say booty-os?
No. The fuck is a booty-o?
WWE. It's one of the freaking New Day freaking things. Like, they talk about, they're like, they have
I'm
a cereal.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You know
about?
This.
No,
you
pumpkin.
Know, yeah. See,
I did not say booty-o. I said, let's do this.
Do this? I heard booty-os.
What the fuck?
And
welcome to Mama's Number 9.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, what? Oh Lord.
Booty-o is a good title.
Booty-os.
Booty-os.
I know. I think it's trademarked by WWE. We'll probably get in
trouble. I'll spell it differently. Oh.
Put it, is it
it's a breakfast.
B-O? Remember, we can't do shit like that anymore.
It's, sure we can.
It's instead
I'll
of,
spell it boo like
you can put it just IE instead
French
of Y.
Way. I'll spell it the spell French it, way.
They spell booty B-O-T-T-Y. So you could be B-O
body?
No, sorry, B-O-O-T-Y. I can't spell.
All you need to know is that if you ever come across watching that, it's gonna be like the 10 minutes that you waste and you'll never get back and you're gonna wonder what made you like what choices did I make that I ended
where
up
did I go
this?
So wrong?
But yet Jeff finds minutes. It as the
where
best
did I go so wrong?
Entertainment on TV.
Danny does too. It's a whole thing. They can deal with it on their
podcast.
Yeah.
And okay, so let's say hi. Hi peeps. I'm Vanessa. As always, welcome to Mama's Number Low. And today we have Christy.
Hello.
And we have Stephanie.
Hello.
And we have a guest today.
Yay.
Steph's friend Missy
Hi.
Is joining us. We are, it's our fucking podcast. We can break all the rules we want because it's our
well,
podcast.
Well, hold on. I found it. She's Link's godmother.
I'm also married and don't have a kid. We
aren't
can talk
you a
about
podcaster though?
Yeah.
I've been on some podcast.
You're a podcaster.
Okay.
I'm a
podcaster. So then we're technically not breaking the rules. Good job, guys.
And besides
high five.
The fact, I feel that the statement of Steph's friend, I want to claim Missy too. I like her.
Okay, scratch cool. that.
Our friends.
Our friends.
I'm like,
our friend Missy.
Hung out with Missy.
Well, and our listeners, we've talked about you here and there, so our listeners
we
know.
Have. We dropped your name like within the first 10 minutes of our first episode.
Well, yeah,
so.
Because I wanted to tell your drunker kid story, but I wanted you to tell it.
I'm so
I wanted
excited to tell that story. I have.
Privilege.
I actually have two drunker kid scenarios I can give you guys, and
okay,
then you'll
cool.
figure it out.
We will play that. That
we'll
sounds
that.
Like so much fun. All right, so let's just get into this real quick so then we can move forward. We are drinking today a listener, listener recommendation. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, listeners.
Yes, thanks to our listeners, Gary and Todd.
Hey, love Gary you guys, and Todd.
Out of California. They recommended the Castle Rock Pinot Noir, and we have it here, and we're giving it a try. We opened it, and it has a very nice, strong... I think this is, we're going back to our Merlot, our even though it's a Pinot tastes. Noir, but it's our manly taste.
Our manly taste.
It's a little bit stronger than what we've been tasting the last couple of weeks. I really do, I'm already enjoying it.
Mm, it's got some legs on it.
Oh, this one has
got
legs.
Got some legs on it, bitch.
Steph, that's legs.
You see
I
it?
Was curious about that.
Yes.
When you swirl yeah. your wine and then... you hold it up to the light to see the color. You can also see the traces coming down the inside of the wine glass, and those are called legs.
I feel like I should know that because my family is Chilean, and that's like their one. But I'm like a disgrace to wine drinkers because I prefer my wine cheap and in a box.
So. Well, there's nothing wrong.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the cheap wine. This is the home of the cheap wine here. We like
we
cheap
drank
wines.
Aldi wine on our last episode. Yeah, that was $3.
It sounded so good. I just didn't have to.
It actually was good. You were probably like
it was great.
It's not, like, a super strong
it wasn't
red.
Super strong at all. No. And they also had a white, and I believe they had a pink, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really paying attention to that today. But so Missy, like she just said, she likes the lighter wines. So she's drinking an Amber Mist Pink Moscato with raspberry.
Yum.
And it's a very pretty color. Me gusta. All right, guys. So does anybody have any children stories they want to share? Any what's on my shirts? We haven't had a what's on my shirt in a while.
We haven't.
I don't know about what's on my shirt as much as I have had a fun-filled week, and I'm going to try to keep the bodily fluids to a minimum.
Yeah, the last what's on my shirt was the turd rolling down my shirt.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that was the last what's on my ago. Shirt.
That was yeah. a good one.
That feels so long ago.
It wasn't that long
It really
ago.
Wasn't that long
Wait,
ago.
Wait, that was the same episode where you talked about Sophie getting sick and leaving Oliver on the changing table?
Or? No, that was last week.
That was last week.
I've been binging them, so they kind of all merged together.
It's all one big story. I mean, that's it. Welcome to our life.
Yeah. It all just kind of merges in together. Like, I have two bodily fluids in 1 week. In the course of 2 days. So, yeah, it's just basically day to day life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, so to start, I think we've mentioned this a couple times last week was my son's third birthday. And
happy birthday, Nate.
Happy birthday, Nathan. And one of the things for his birthday is we was all like very primary colors, very bright, and I had these I didn't make them, I don't bake. I had these, I could, but these very bright frosting cupcakes made. So I ordered the cupcakes. I just said, I don't care, you know, just make them different colors, primary colors, just so that it's rainbowish. So they had these at the party, and my son decided at the party he wanted to eat nothing but cupcakes. And
he ate French fries with Link.
A little bit of French fries.
French fries out. And cupcakes. Super duper yeah. nutritious.
FYI, Pizza Hut has French fries now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We found out we had them delivered.
What?
Yes. Are they good? I
and
haven't
they're
tried them
pretty
yet.
Decent.
They're actually not bad, yeah.
Yeah, they're like seasoned fries. They're pretty decent. We were very impressed because we had pizza and French fries at the kids' party. And then he did eat 4 of the cupcakes throughout the course of the day. But he didn't even eat cupcakes. He ate the frosting. So. This was a Saturday, and he was having an amazing time, sugar rush, like you can imagine, but he was pretty good. Sunday, good. Monday, good. So Tuesday comes along, and we're just sitting there, and we're like, you know, because if you are moms, you will know that your life revolves around poop.
It is so strange. I remember the first time, sorry, I cut you off, but the first time that Sophie pooped after she was constipated for a few days, it was the most exciting thing yeah. at that moment. I'm like, this is the best thing ever. My child just pooped, and I'm like, I'm gonna have a party. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Where have you gone? Where, wait,
what, where did my life go wrong? Like, that I'm celebrating a turd.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, it was Tuesday. Kid hadn't pooped. So we were like, you know, kid needs to poop. And then finally, you know, so he took care of business, he tells us. And because he is learning, we're in the potty training world. He hasn't figured out the terms. I don't know why. He knew it before, but now for some reason he says pee pee when he poops. Even though that's the opposite.
Not really opposite, it's just the other thing.
It's just the other thing, yeah.
It came out of his front butt.
Yeah, front butt. This was on his back butt. So, and all of a sudden, so I'm going to change his diaper. And it's fucking lime neon green. And I look at my mom and I'm like,
¿Pero qué es esto?
What the hell is something wrong with my child? And we both are just like kind of in shock for a second there. And we're like trying to backtrack when was the last time he pooped. And then we come to the realization, oh, it was the party. This has to be food coloring. Well,
yeah, you've never had red velvet cake and then like thought that you were dying because you shat red.
No.
And thought that you were dying because you were bleeding from your ass. And then you just remembered it's fucking red velvet cake.
No.
That's never happened to anybody.
I haven't ingested that much red velvet cake.
Yeah, I don't eat
somebody out there will understand what I'm talking
about.
Nobody in this room, but that's fine. That's usually the case, so whatever.
But so here's the thing. The reason we did realize that what it had to be, the poor child's butt was stained green.
Oh, man.
And like, so I clean him up and everything, and I notice his butt cheek is flipping green, and I'm just looking at him with this face like, this is not normal. This is not normal. Oh my god, what have I done to my child? That's it. No more cupcakes. You are never eating another cupcake again in your life.
I don't know how you're gonna stop that.
It's not gonna happen because he's obsessed with frosting and he knows cupcake. The fact that like we are in the stage that we spell it out at the house.
Yeah.
We're like, oh yeah, there's C-U-P, C-A-K-E.
We have to do that with donuts because Link is obsessed. So anytime we have to go D-O-N-U-T-S.
You spell it the short way.
Yeah, we spell it the Dunkin' Donuts way.
The Simpsons way.
Oh, yeah, I was like, sure. Different. That's true. And so that was my, so FYI to all the moms out there, new moms, first time moms, if you
get pastel icing.
And apparently this was Publix and they had, and I did notice when I tried one of the cupcakes, it was super thick frosting. So it was, and it was like bright colored, which was my bad for saying I want bright colored pastel. I want bright colored, like primary colors here.
Yeah.
So yes, it will stain and
really,
it will become.
Well, just like for Oliver's birthday, I took red and blue cupcakes to school because they were Mickey Mouse cupcakes. And after 5 minutes of the kids eating them, his teacher looks at me and she goes, don't ever bring red and blue ever again. She's like, I'm sorry. Those kids made such a mess, and I don't think not one kid.
See, that's why we're not even allowed to bring cupcakes. The only thing that we're allowed to bring for birthdays is Chips Ahoy cookies or donut holes, because anything that makes a mess.
All those kids are sad.
I thought this is just
oddly making me want to stop at Publix on the way home and just
buy a red cupcake.
We fully encourage you.
Yes. We encourage all sorts of snacking.
Of fat-assery.
Hashtag irrational support.
We have not had like raw cookie dough in a while.
We haven't.
Because we had Night Owl last week.
I think I have some, but I don't know if it might be dried out.
No, like well, we raw had your cookie awesome dough cookie is better than cookies, in my
we
opinion.
Had your awesome cookies.
That's true.
Yeah.
I made cookies today.
Yeah. So that was my bodily fluid kid moment of the week, because the other one's not fun. He just threw up. But it was sad and it was freaking me out and stuff like that, but whatever. But the best was afterwards, he just looked at me and he was like, look, some of it got on his hand. And he goes, Mama, hand.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, it's okay. Which made me feel better, because that means he didn't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, Mama, hand, like, wash this. There is stuff on me. Please. Everything else is a disaster. There's a mess everywhere.
She was telling me the story at breakfast, and I told her, and I was like, yeah, Lincoln, whenever he gets like vomit on him, he looks at me, his shirt, and he looks at me, he goes, Mama, gross.
Aww.
I'm stuck.
I stuck.
That's Link's like signature phrase. I stuck.
I just had to discuss the neon poop because that just freaked me out. And you guys seemed super chill about it. You were both like,
because I knew
it's a food coloring, and I was like, it's food coloring. Oh, so this happens.
Okay. I know because of my red velvet experiences.
Yeah. So moms out there, if you don't have like a mom's near you that you can like that can calm you down and say, oh yeah, don't worry,
or unless it hasn't happened to you personally,
right? Yeah. Well, it also happens when healthy people eat beets. Beets also stain your poop.
Do you eat beets?
I don't eat beets, but I've heard about this before.
No, but I googled it once, and it's
just like asparagus makes your pee smell bad.
Yeah, that is true.
I was babysitting my little cousins once, and it was in the stage where
top-notch conversation.
The youngest one was like, I still had to go in the bathroom and check on her before she was like could flush, and it was like an odd color, and I googled it, and it's like if your food digests too fast, it's something having to do with the bile and the whatever, and that's like that could affect the coloring too.
Let me tell you, I sometimes think, because there's a lot of things that happen with Nathan and with me or with my husband or something like that, and I'll just grab my phone and just be like, what does it mean if ... I'm like, what did our parents, like,
what did they do?
Like, call the doctor?
I guess.
But did they call the doctor? Or it was like, he's fine.
Mine didn't.
Because I don't remember my mom calling
the back
doctor.
In the day, it was more like, well, if it's still happening in the morning, we'll call the doctor in the morning.
No,
encyclopedias.
Cross your fingers and pray the kid doesn't die. Yeah. I mean,
if he has a fever, we'll rub him down with some Vicks and he'll be fine.
If he can't sleep, basically, dip the pacifier in alcohol. That's what they used to do to me.
Yeah,
really. And I turned out fine.
Like, I think about that. I'm like, all this
stuff. Right?
I think about all the stuff that that I googled. That if I did have, and it's not on my computer at work or anything like that. Man. No, it's like on this phone, the stuff that I've Googled, and it's not inappropriate stuff. It's like, what does it mean?
Like if somebody went through your search.
Have you guys ever seen those on Wired on YouTube? I lose like life years on YouTube. There's Wired has this series where they ask celebrities to participate in like Google auto-completes and answer like the most popular auto-completes that they have that come up. So like Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence were promoting Passengers did one, and it's like, how did Chris, like, you just they just have to answer whatever it is, and they go through like three boards, and people Google the craziest.
Yeah,
like why is Chris Pratt in Star Wars? No. Like, I knew that, and I just watched the movies last year. Like, no, he's not.
He could be in a big fight scene, just like NSYNC.
Which fight scene?
Clone Wars.
They were in, yeah.
NSYNC was in Clone Wars?
In Attack of the Clones.
In Attack of the Clones.
Yeah. They were stormtroopers.
They were stormtroopers, or they had in the big battle.
Makeup on or something. You don't know it's them, but they're there.
They were probably cut from, like, scenes, but they got to go on set, get dressed up, and participate.
Yeah.
I am learning so much right now.
What?
But I've known this since
right? And I still don't know if it's like an urban legend.
No, supposedly.
We can Google
it. Might have, because Justin Timberlake would have talked about it at some point.
They talked about it in interviews and stuff.
Because apparently somebody's kid wanted to meet them. And since they were big fans, they were
I think it was Lucas's daughter.
Yeah, like two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
I wanted to, and I remember it's Lance Bass that was like the big like Star Wars fan, like him and Joy Fatone.
That's why you know.
Oh,
yes,
that's my boo and my husby.
Wrong.
Yeah. So Google autocompletes.
Wrong.
If you really think about it,
you are bigly wrong.
Oh man.
Think Moving about on. It.
Wait.
My husband's that leaves Jonathan Grove for you.
I'm sorry?
If Lance is my husband, that leaves Jonathan for you.
I'll take Matt Bomer. It's fine. I'll take Matt Bomer.
I had to Google Matt
Bomer.
How did you have to Google that?
I had to Google him.
You don't watch American Horror Story?
Ladies and gentlemen, I did it in rush hour traffic. But I didn't know.
We do not encourage texting and driving.
No, don't do that.
Or Googling and driving.
Do you not watch American Horror Story?
No, I have.
Did you not see Magic Mike?
Yes. When okay, because I have a thing with like I don't know names. I know faces. Me either. So when I saw him, like, oh, he's the dude. Like I, because I've seen the last 10 minutes of Magic Mike 2, like a lot of times. And so,
well, yeah, because it, every time it pops up on Facebook, you have to watch.
It's not my fault. It's just there.
It's there.
And I had to Google him because I didn't know who he was.
And now,
I know, like, I know who he is, but I don't think. Wait, what was it? The Kill Mary? It was Jonathan Groff, Lance Bass, and who else?
And Matt Bomer.
Matt Bomer.
I'm scared to say it because you might kill me.
No, it's okay.
Are you killing Matt Bomer?
No,
she's killing Lance. Kill Lance Bass.
Oh, I killed Lance Bass.
That's okay. Me and Steph are. We've
but I would marry. I would want. I think. What was yours? Yours. Was
I married Jonathan Groff. I killed Lance Bass, and I fuck Matt Bomer. There's because we said there's no situation where you don't fuck Matt Bomer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the question is,
well, in the situation where he's gay, it might not happen.
No, they're all gay. Take that into, they're all gay.
All three are ignoring. It was a gay kill. I know, but we're just going to ignore.
Yeah, we're just
ignoring their personal life choices.
The elephant in the tutu in the room? Yes. Okay. Yes.
We're totally ignoring their personal life choices.
God,
yeah. This is about us. It's not.
It's totally selfish.
I had to Google who Matt Bomer was, and I felt like an asshole, but then I was like, whatever I read, so. But I don't watch American Horror Story.
Maybe that could
Story.
Be the title. Whatever I read.
But I
I'm gonna write it down.
I don't like Ryan Murphy. I have like a. I'm like still mad at him that he ruined Glee. So and
yeah,
the only good season
get past it because Scream Queens Coven, is so good.
Yeah, but after Coven, I couldn't do it.
Well, whatever.
I mean, I'm sorry. Please have please be my friend.
We can agree to disagree.
Was that my phone? No, I have to turn down my volume.
Well, while we're on the subject of Kill Mary Fucks, I have two.
Yeah, all right. Two or three?
Well, I have three, but like two different like
categories.
Topics.
Yes. So we've done the Ryans before, which
Don't you want to get back to the Ryans? Bodily fluid.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. Let me go there first. So I volunteered
as tribute.
Yes. I volunteered this morning at Link's school to do his Christmas party. To like help organize and set up his Christmas party, and they're two, so it's nothing super elaborate. But it was just really cute to like be there with all the little ones, and they were like eating, and they had pizza, and they had like the Loft House cookies, which are like the super soft ones, like with the frosting on them.
Mm-hmm.
And Link didn't get it all over himself, but a bunch of his little classmates did. So I had to go home and change my shirt I had like stripes of green frosting and pizza sauce and like hand marks of just all the crap from the day on my shirt. Because all the little kids, like it's a small group. So all the moms know each other. We do play dates with them often. So a lot of these kids know me. And I guess that they...
Just like the handprints on your shirt?
Yeah, I just had like random child handprints.
All
and I was
boobs.
Wearing black. Shocking. And so I was,
well, you were party planning, so of course you had to wear black.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, we all went to breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
All five of us were wearing black. Wearing black. Actually, we're all wearing black right now.
We're still wearing black. We just realized. But anyway, so I got home and I had like streaks of like cookie frosting and pizza sauce and apple juice and
mom uniform.
Yeah. And I got to hang out with my future daughter-in-law, who kept coming up to me and asking me where Lincoln kept going. She goes, Where's Lincoln? And this is how I know she only has eyes for him, because at the end of the day, when I was getting ready to take him, I told him, go give Emily a hug and go tell her Merry Christmas. So not only did he give her a hug, he also gave her a big kiss right on her lips, as he usually does.
And what a little stud.
One of the other little boys saw him do this and I guess thought it was okay to kiss her like that. And he went to kiss her and she straight up smacked his kid.
Good for her.
And she was like, no, Lincoln. And I was like,
ooh,
okay.
Good for her.
Well, good for you've won points with me. Good job.
How old is she again?
They're two.
Oh, are they in the same class?
Yeah, they sit in the same table. They sit right next to each other.
That's adorable.
She's adorable. I'll show you pictures of her.
When you post it, you send it to me sometimes.
She's adorable. And they sat next to each other during the Christmas party, and they walked holding hands in the class the other day.
My gosh.
Like he wanted to wait for her. He saw her like walking across
the
parking lot.
Sweetheart.
He said, "Mama, wait." Like he's
that's so cute.
Yeah.
It's starting.
So, yeah. But I like
when
her.
We were at Friendsgiving.
Her mom is a friend of mine, so
when we were at Friendsgiving, he started yelling Nina like at the top of his lung, and I guess he was just getting mad because there were so many people I couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
So I was like, Nina! I turned around, I was like, what? He goes, hi. Aww. I was like, I love you.
Yeah.
He's so cute. Sweet.
Vanessa, I don't have any bodily fluids. Pediatric bodily fluid stories, but
adult bodily fluid stories.
Let me think.
I mean, I'm good. I'm not hearing them.
Sometimes I sneeze and it just goes everywhere. It's like, oh, I hate that.
I have a picture. Do you know how iPhone has like the live photo, so like captures like a really short little video when it takes a picture. So I don't know if we've discussed it before, but my son, I think he believes he's a unicorn. So he like does everything possible to always hit his forehead.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So he has like a huge lump on his forehead all the time. So I think I posted, when I posted a picture of his last one, I was like,
my son was smiling, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It's amazing though. He's like, look at my face.
Like, I think he believes he's a unicorn, but he has the grace of a rhinoceros. So
he's like a bull in a china shop.
Exactly. So he I'm like,
I'm trying to let that one slide.
Why?
Because you're a bull in a china shop. Oh, no,
well, takes one and no one, so it's fine. So I'm like trying to take a picture of his bump, and he like laughed, or like he exhaled a little too hard through his nose as I took the picture.
Oh.
So when you watch the live video, you watch the booger shoot out, and he inhales, so you can watch it go right back. Oh,
that's so funny.
It's so funny.
And he's smiling the whole time, of course.
Yeah, you're laughing because like you see him go it's like a 3-second video, and I wish there was a way.
There's a couple of times
the HDR.
I know you can post them on Facebook,
and it'll be live.
It gives you the option for it to be live, but you have to have an iPhone, because I posted one from when we were in Italy. Like I was taking a selfie with my brother, and I happened to open my mouth, and there was a child screaming in the background. And my timing, had I tried it, my timing would not have been so perfect, because it looks like the sound is coming from me. Because I closed my mouth as soon as it stopped, and I didn't do it on purpose. But it's really, really funny. So I noticed, I'm like, oh, Facebook lets you do that. So there's a picture of me on Facebook, like with my mouth half open. But because it's a live photo, when you watch it, you can hear the screaming in the background, and it's just really funny. So I know you could do it on Facebook, but if you don't have an iPhone, you can't see that it's live. Oh. So that's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's like, I have Nathan's reaction to his Halloween costume. That is that, like, squee of joy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I just want to share this with people.
It's so cute.
Kids are so adorable.
They really are.
At times.
But that's the thing, like, they know they're cute. So they try to get away with shit. Like, Oliver doesn't want to sleep sometimes.
You've watched Bad Moms, yes?
Yes.
I, like, watch it. It's not normal how many times I've watched that movie. Because I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Just tell you what I want to talk about.
Did you just send this to...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he just sent it to our chat.
To our chat. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll open it up. Okay. You can keep talking.
Apparently, we've just been giving bulletin.
Oliver thinks he's really cute. And when he does,
well, he is
really cute, but he knows it. So he plays it up. Now he knows how to take his clothes off. So we have a gate to keep him from like wandering out in the middle of the night on his door to keep him like in his room without locking the door. So he'll stand at the gate and he'll just like take his pants off, and then he'll stand there.
Oh, God.
And then if you don't come up to him, he will take his shirt off.
Wait. So if you don't come up to him, what?
Like to acknowledge him or give him attention. What does he do? He just starts stripping. And then he stands there and like waves his PJs out the door. Like,
Shut up.
Yeah. Well, the other night.
Have you heard him in the middle of the night? Can you hear that?
Well, I mean, that's not even in the middle of the night. That's like at 7:30 when I put him down and he's not ready to go to bed. He'll just like stand at the gate. That's his
way to protest.
Yeah, yeah. He'll stand at the gate and he just like sticks his head out into the hallway and he looks around to see if anybody's watching him. And he starts throwing things out of the room. And like it just lays there in the hallway. I'm like, I have to ignore it, because then if not, he'll never go to sleep, because the more attention I give him, the longer he stays awake.
I know that. I'm not a mom yet, but I know that rule. And I've been to people's houses that I know the kid is funny, but just to not undermine the parents, I'll purposely like pick a huge cup to stick my face in if I have to smile, because I don't want to reinforce bad behavior. But sometimes, right. Like, I'm not a parent, so I have a different.
Well, these two perspective, are. These
but
two
I are. Will laugh no, my ass off.
It has nothing to do with anything, because we were at Chrissy's house having a play date.
And Sophie opened her mouth and some like 16-year-old girl shit came flying
Mom,
out.
You're ruining my life.
Because I was trying to make her eat mac and cheese. And yeah, these two grown-up moms over here had to get up and leave the room.
I could not. We don't have that happening in front of us. We don't have that yet.
The one time.
But when I say leave the room, I mean they went 15 feet away, no, and I could still hear them cackling.
No, I understand.
So it wasn't like.
I get it. I'm obsessed with my little cousins, and the older one is in middle school, so she thinks, you know, her shit doesn't stink. So
right.
You can't talk to her anymore. But the little one, she's in first grade, so she's in, prime.
Attitude.
Like antics. So one time she got in trouble. The one time that I undermined, and it's my uncle, and my uncle's like my dad, so I won't cross him. But one time that she got in trouble, and he got up from the table, and she knew oh shit, he's gonna spank me. I couldn't help myself. I was like, run, like Jessica Chastain in Jurassic World, just run. She takes off, and I'm like, hide in the bathroom. And I was like, and then I tried to talk him off the ledge. He was like, that's my daughter. I'm like, okay, bye.
Maybe yeah. No, bye.
There's it's kids hard. Say funny things.
They do say funny things. I mean, Sophie, I posted just this morning a conversation I had with Sophie. She was like, Mommy, can I have chocolate milk, please? And I'm like, I'm sorry, baby. We don't have any chocolate milk. Do you want milk? I was like, do you just want milk? Yes, Mommy. I want regular milk. Okay, baby. So I serve her milk. Mommy, this isn't regular milk. Yes, baby, it's milk. No, I was like, yes, baby, it's regular milk. No, mommy, it's not regular milk. It's milk. Sorry.
My favorite,
really no different.
I didn't know what to say. I'm like,
no, my favorite recent Sophie moment was the one by the tree where you asked her, what was she asking for?
Oh, when she was praying to the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Again, not wrong. Like, where do you ask for your gifts? I ask for them to the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
One time my little cousin told me that after I took her to the park, she was gonna poke me in the eyeball. She goes, we're gonna go to the park, and when we come back, I'm gonna poke you in the eyeball. And I thought, that's so cute. Took her to the park, came back, was changing her diaper, and she poked me in the eyeball. Like, legit, was just like, oh, it's time, it's three, bang. Like, I was like, oh my god, I thought you were joking.
No
And they don't forget.
No. They really don't. They don't forget. And it's...
I owe my little cousin a donut since her first communion, and she has not let me forget it.
How long ago was her first communion?
Like 8 months. She charged me a donut per selfie.
Nice.
And she's like, okay, you want three? Then you're going to have to take me three times to Dunkin' Donuts, and we're going to have... So I keep, It just hasn't been.
Just buy her a half dozen donuts.
I can't, but they won't let me in the house. Like her my uncle's not a fond of
sugar,
junk food.
Oh,
and stuff.
So this is secret outings either. To Dunkin' Donuts.
No, I have to ask permission from his. Like my uncle's my dad, so I'm 33 years old, and I still ask him permission, especially when it comes to this kid. So she charged me three donuts, but every time I've seen her since, she's like, you owe me a donut. And I'm like, I know I do, but today's not the day. She's like, well, I haven't forgotten, and it's three, so you owe me three donuts. It's we're going into a new year, and she's still like, hey, she's not gonna let you forget my donut. So
well, I mean, my brother did that with Sophie. He was like, you need to eat your dinner, and if you eat all of your dinner, I'll take you to a movie. Because he took her to a movie for her birthday, so that was her bribe to her to eat her dinner. So she ate all her dinner, and then I've taken her to a movie since my brother promised to take her. We've taken her with Neri. The three of us have gone to movies together. And then the other day she looks at me and she goes, Mommy, why hasn't Ale taken me to the movies?
I love it.
Because he works, baby. He works, and we have to wait till he's not working. He has to take me to the movies. I'm like, I know.
I should have just gotten her a gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. My dad. I went on a huge mission on Etsy to get her a poster of Harry Potter, Hogwarts, sorry. And it was $30. But now that I'm talking about the story, I'm like, I could have just spent $15 at Dunkin' Donuts. And she would have been just as happy.
Donuts are never a bad gift.
Ever.
No,
you could have gotten her a donut floaty for the pool.
Oh,
my
God.
Inner tube.
No, it's... Yeah. So what is it that?
Okay, so Neri just came over here, and I haven't watched the video yet.
I just saw three of them.
What is it? What is it?
So just the title. Oh no, it's basically what it is.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
What is it?
Just the title on the article says, "Dude shows up at ex-girlfriend's wedding and put pics of her giving BJ's on every table."
And exactly.
Did you want to join the discussion? Is that why you're hanging around?
So exactly what you think. Yeah, exactly what you think would happen is what the videos show.
Hold on, but as the resident
party planner? Going
for those that didn't hear.
That was so good.
Are you sure you don't want a mic?
Did you finish your thought? I don't know if I picked it up, but I heard it. As the resident wedding planner, all of this stuff.
So close.
I of course was looking for like detail because I want to know what these people are destroying. and they are destroying some pretty expensive shit in that.
In the video?
In that
oh,
video.
They're fighting?
At the wedding, it's like a full-on.
Oh yeah, it says like a huge 20-person brawl ensues.
Well, like, you have to think. Chairs being thrown. Not Shivari chairs, Louis chairs. Louis chairs are expensive as shit.
I don't know what that means, but...
I know what Shivari chairs mean.
I do, too, because I paid for them extra.
Pictures of all of these things if you guys want.
They're like, oh, it's only $1 times 120, bitch. Yeah.
Basically.
No, it was like $5 extra. But, yeah, so they get into a fight.
Yeah.
So whose side are we on?
Obviously not ex-boyfriends. I mean...
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm watching
the
video
now. That's
just mean.
Why would you show up to your ex's wedding? Like, clearly you're still salty.
Maybe the chick cheated on
dude with her husband.
Yeah. And then, I'm crazy because that, you know,
well,
that
apparently
football
though,
period?
The groomsman didn't stop him or someone, they didn't stop
the
him.
Brother.
I read the brother didn't stop him because they thought he was a groomsman. Because he came, like, apparently dressed in, like, a tux or whatever. So he fit right in.
You know that, I think I'm.
He crashed. With style.
Yeah. I think I'm like particularly evil because you know that football player that the girlfriend dumped boiling water on him?
Oh my
yeah.
God.
And then Danny
insane.
Tells me the story.
What did he do?
And he's. Danny tells me the story. He goes, "Can you believe?" And I go, What did he do to her? And he goes, What do you mean?
He's an athlete, so for sure he had sex with 25
girls. He goes,
What do you mean?
I go, No. You don't go from zero to crazy just because you're bored.
No, what did he do?
Really
don't. No, you don't go
I
from
love
zero.
That you don't go from zero.
I'm sorry.
You're bored.
And Danny's like, "It doesn't matter what he did."
I agree. There's no boiling water. This mess up the man's car, fine. That's
exactly what he
boiling
said.
Boiling water is other. That's murder intent. That's other level. That's
no,
not,
she went to jail and justifiably.
Do you understand that Al Green? Do you understand that that's what happened to Al Green? His dad poured hot grits on him. Like that's craziness.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a whole other level of nah.
No, I agree.
But what did he do? Is my point.
But
what did
my
he do?
My
does
initial.
It what he
of
did?
Course, it matters.
No, it doesn't matter.
Of course, you don't go from the. You don't just decide. You don't just wake up one morning and be like, "I think I'm going to pour boiling water on my husband."
It doesn't matter what
today.
He did. The ends don't justify the means. So
that's,
I'm not saying
no,
that
wait,
he didn't deserve
that
something.
Wait,
I'm not saying that he didn't deserve
that's
something.
That's not what I'm saying.
Wait,
it is. What
I
you're
kind
saying.
Of agree with him though, because if it was, if the story was flipped around and it was a guy pouring. Boiling water on a girl, I would be like, "What the fuck? That's fucked up."
You don't even have to go that far. You don't have to go that far. When the whole Ray Rice thing happened in the elevator and he punched her out,
yeah.
Nobody goes, "What does she do?" A man doesn't go from zero to punching a bitch out of the elevator for nothing. She had to do something, but the ends don't justify the means.
I agree.
Can you not defend or state? No.
I'm not defending Ray Rice at all.
No, I said no. My statement. Hold on. Can you not like? Go on the use as your example. You don't go from zero to punching a bitch out when you're trying to defend the girl.
Well, I am. But here's
you're
here's
kind
thing,
of
I don't,
not
I don't,
helping yourself
thing,
out I'll, there.
I'm going. I'm using that reference as a.
No, I
understand why.
It's a barometer
I'm
of crazy
about the use of punch the bitch.
And I understand. I'm just using that example as a. I'm using the. I don't call girls out of their name.
No,
I call them bitches. I don't call them hoes. I don't call them anything. I'm using that as an example in this extreme.
Yeah.
Like to go like, a woman doesn't go from zero to crazy. It doesn't matter. Like that's the whole point. Like this whole craziness, that's a whole level of crazy that normal people like us, even though how crazy we think we are, we're not that level of crazy.
No,
that's
I'm just
whole
asking
other
you
level.
Not to call her a bitch.
I think it was just an expression.
Again, I was defending her. I was saying that. I was saying, oh yeah, you think that's what hurt her? That's what hurt. Not the nasty right hook that came towards her way.
Yeah.
You think? Oh, excuse me. Punch me and knock me out. Don't call me a bitch. Don't disrespect me like that. Do you think that's what?
She's already been hurt enough. She doesn't need to be.
Well, the thing is that I knew I was wrong in going. What did he do? But that was my instinct, and I was like, man, I gotta talk to somebody about that shit.
I mean, it's a professional athlete, so they're...
Well, I mean, maybe this guy that went to the wedding... am I too loud?
No, keep talking.
Oh, maybe this guy that went to the wedding was... Like, the guy that he was married... The girl was marrying was somebody that he...
It's possible. We don't know the details. I just know that... All I know was that some guy decided to... But pictures of his
people
ex
are being crazy booked. Though.
That's insane.
But like, that's a lot of like. I'm gonna just.
That's a lot of effort.
That's a lot of effort. Yeah.
Yeah, but put yourself like. I don't know. I feel like I agree that it's like we could sit here, but we're rational, like even tempered right now. If somebody crosses you,
I'm not rational. I'm fucking petty.
If you were put in a situation like that, I mean.
But the thing is, like that.
I don't consider myself to be like a jealous person, but when I play scenarios in my head of being
cheated
I would stomp
on.
A
like,
bitch.
That's not. I would stomp a bitch.
Nothing
like that wouldn't even cross my mind.
Like, I feel that like there's like time for you to change your mind. Like there's time for you. Okay, you get cheated on. Whatever. There's like a wedding has been planned.
Yeah,
the wedding
like, that was
not.
Strategic.
There's,
though
this is, like,
that
first
was
degree
planned.
Murder. Like this, like took effort and like, planning.
This wasn't for no. The chick was a boy.
Wake up that morning and decide I'm gonna put fucking my ex giving blowjobs on every fucking table of her wedding.
You had to go, like, he,
we made
he
the got the
you went to Kinko's.
There was, like, pictures were printed. You know, you went and got
that's fine. I guarantee you, he didn't do,
had
like...
Had to pick the best ones.
I guarantee you, they weren't,
the
like,
flattering.
I saw, like, big
five
frames
by seven,
on the floor.
4 by
those
six.
Shits weren't, like, 5x7s. Those were fucking,
no,
like, 8x10s.
No, he framed the shit. It wasn't like I showed up with 4x7s and just put them on the table.
No, they
like,
were
there
framed
was, like,
8x10.
Also, it took a lot of money, too.
Yes.
It wasn't just, like,
this
a print.
No, this was... Then this was something deeper
this
than
was
just,
definitely
I want to, like...
Premeditated.
Troll her
wedding. For a while.
I just want to quickly go back to the whole bitch comment because I feel really bad. But this is, but I realize now.
Do you feel bad for calling me fat?
Well, No. I went back and I thought to myself, why did I do that? And here's the reason why. It's because I was.
Steph, you're allowed to beat the shit out of him. I have no problem.
He called me
with
fat on Geekmore.
I really did, and I said that she doesn't look like she would mess up food by putting fudge on a elephant on an elephant ear. I don't think that's calling her fat.
No,
but
you,
she took it that
no,
way.
No, what
so
you said was,
"Oh,
Steph doesn't look like the type of person that messes up food." And then
that's
silent, and everybody, nobody
so
knew
who,
what.
Who's the one that called you fat? The one who said that you don't look like you mess up food, or the ones who just stayed quiet
and didn't defend you?
Was
your husband part of that?
Yeah, he was.
All right. So.
Oh.
And then who's the one that sincerely goes, no, that's not what I meant. You guys are taking it wrong. But whatever, let's move on. Going back to the whole bitch thing, I'm putting myself in the position of those people who would defend somebody. Would be like, well, you a guy doesn't go from 0 to 60 for nothing. So I was putting myself in the position of idiots who would defend that kind of behavior. Hence,
I understood your context.
Thank you very much, Missy.
Thank you.
I don't think he called you fat, though. I don't think he called you fat.
What happened?
No, some.
We'll talk about it afterwards. Yeah,
that was never one of the times.
Okay. That wasn't even the time. He just.
But like, okay, so like looking at the videos, forget about like, okay, let's
I haven't
forget
seen the video, but
about what was done and like what was done to this guy. I'm more interested in the fact that like there was like planning. Like the guy got a suit. The guy like framed.
Yeah,
he
went to men's warehouse
to rent
a tux.
Yeah,
he rented a tux. The pictures were printed. As Vanessa says, he picked the best ones. You know,
well, obviously, in that scenario, you don't want to look bad.
well,
yeah, you want to find
the
most
crowd,
flattering size-wise.
So the brother of the of
there's
the
like
bride,
angles to make your weenie look a lot better,
and
than,
then you pick the ones that make her look the most hoish
exactly.
too.
Yeah, and the brother
not
of the bride
dainty,
said that
like
that like he looked like he was
no
like
the one my husband likes
yeah,
to
the
share
one your
with.
Husband shared with us.
Yeah,
he so generously shared.
I don't want to know.
You don't.
What were you saying?
No, like that.
I yelled at him. I was like, "That's my friend. Why are you showing me pictures of my friend?"
When like she, like the brother of the,
I'm still
bride,
looking at you, David. Side eyeing the fuck out of you.
Go away. Oh,
he's,
you just want
to eat our lunchables.
I did this. Like the brother of the bride.
Get a plate, like a civilized human.
I have a napkin.
Okay,
that's asking too much.
Why are you? talking about me. Just keep talking to yourselves.
Oh, the brother of the bride. Like,
you're like climbing all over Christy.
Was part of the bridal
cheese.
Party. And he was part of the groomsmen, so he was actually.
Why you gotta ruin the
like,
joke?
Setting stuff on the tables like he was supposed to be doing this.
Oh my god!
So he went in when the ballroom was empty to help set up, put these pictures
there. Definitely.
So that when she walked in and they were playing the song Marry Me by Train.
I love that song. Yeah.
This
that would, if we were still playing songs at the end of the podcast, that would totally be the song I would close this podcast with.
Wow. Well,
like, that's my issue. Like, that's this not, was like,
I'd love to hear the backstory. I want to know why. Yeah, I want to know the why.
Thing is, like, there's,
not that it justifies the means
at
it's,
all,
like,
but I'm like so curious. Like, I need to know.
Yeah, I want to know why. Like, there's like this, of course, because I like Hallmark shit movies. The Christmas movies on Hallmark, there's one called Girlfriends of Christmas Past that just aired.
Oh, I saw that one.
The reason I saw it is because the main person is Tamara Sersuk, which is Jenna from Pretty Little Liars.
Ah.
And so the whole thing is
who is like way older than
super older. She's like
she's like 30s.
Like in her 30s. Like she's way older than the whole
she
cast.
She has like children.
Yeah. She's a little girl, really cute. She was like a teen model in Australia. But so the movie is all about a girl that gets dumped over Thanksgiving right before Christmas, and she actually finds the two ends up finding like the two ex girlfriends of the guy and finds out that like he like has the same MO, and then they make this elaborate plan to like ruin his Christmas and like this like big job thing that he has to do, but like halfway through it, as in any Hallmark movie, like she falls in love, meets somebody else and all that stuff, but the thing is that she realizes that, and like because there's an obviously another guy being like, don't you realize it's a lot, and like she has an amazing gay assistant because she's an event planner in the thing, and he's like, this is the
saddest thing. If anybody knows any amazing gay assistants, send them my
way. He's like this is the saddest thing that you've ever done. He's like do you understand how much time and energy you're wasting on this person? And that's a normal breakup. And she was like, okay, yeah, you're right. I need to move on. So this guy, at some point, someone in his life had to say, you sure you want to do this?
I don't know. I feel like even if there's no reasoning with that level of insanity.
We need to know more.
I do.
Need to
know more. If anybody knows more, please share the information.
I'd love to know more.
Our nosy asses need to know.
Because we need to
know.
Well,
no, because I feel like...
Christy has questions.
What a shock.
I think we can all, like, in a alternate universe say, I would never, but it depends on what happened at the end of that relationship, I think. Okay. So
he bought frames.
Yeah, he bought frames. I mean, even if they were like dollar store frame, even if they were dollar
and
store
frames,
this was
frames, like a pretty big wedding. So
he
probably
bought
200
frames.
People. So you
that's
what?
20 frames.
Let's probably say 20 frames.
He
that
bought
relationship
frames.
Had to have.
He framed I'm that not, like that. He opened 20 frames.
That's
and put 20.
I'm not
pictures.
Justifying. I'm not justifying what he did. I'm just but, saying that there had to have been that relationship. Had to have ended.
It had to have ended
horribly.
Explosively. Yeah.
Or she dated a psycho for all those years, and like this
or
was
she
like
just
his
treated
peak
him
psycho.
Like shit. He probably. I don't know. She could have just treated him like shit. He may have been a nice guy, and then he just fucking
she
snapped.
She happens.
Yeah. She probably just destroyed him, and he snapped. You know, there's a show about when women snap. Yeah. So why can't men snap too?
I don't know about you guys, but
feminism.
Yeah, I've had to, like, open frames.
I'm a feminist! I'm a pacifist, goddammit!
For all the stuff that, like, Jeff gets at, like, all the conventions that we go to, we have to, like, open the frames, take off the wrapping, open the backs, take off the thing, put the new picture in.
Right.
Close it up.
It's like, a lot of work.
Your fingers hurt. You, like, poke yourself
and
with those.
I'm giving family members picture frames with pictures of us for Christmas, and it's Christmas Eve.
I love doing
Saturday.
That, but I feel like that's so vain.
Oh, no, I did it like year after year.
Yeah, all the time.
It's
what are you talking about?
I do, too. I do that all the time. I give my grandmother pictures all the time in frames, but I feel as I'm wrapping it, I'm like, is this just like a teensy bit vain that I'm
well,
getting pictures of myself?
I did it after well, I'm married, and I do it now
too,
for Nathan every year.
I mean, you didn't
no,
autograph
it's too,
them.
With love.
It's to my mom, and one frame is for my mom, and the other two are for my little cousins, but I'm saying that's a bonus gift that I'm getting them, and Christmas Eve is on Saturday, and I've yet to drag my butt to Walgreens or CVS to do it. So if this guy went out of his way and like did all of this, I'm curious to know as to the why.
Well, and also, yeah. 20, let's say there's 20 tables. Is it just one shot?
I was just thinking the same thing. No, I was thinking poses. If it's tables of 10, and you put the frame on one part of the table, the people on the opposite side of the table can't see. So what if you put two frames per table?
I feel that Stephanie is proud of you for understanding the dynamic of how the table should be set up.
I got you. I have a little party planner in my heart.
I also feel like this is the kind of thing that would happen at Rob and China's wedding.
Oh my God, yes, it would.
Let's go there.
But it would be like, it would...
I've got new tidbits of information.
To be a fly on the wall at Rob and China's wedding would be...
It'll be on TV, guys. Don't worry.
No, but I want to be there. I want to know.
What I
want to
know is, I'm probably the only person who knows what this is, but do you guys know who Mindy Weiss is?
Yes.
No. Okay. I think so, yeah.
Mindy Weiss is
and she does all their shit.
She does all their shit, but she's
The party planner.
Event planner
she's
person.
A super celebrity event planner. She did Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello's wedding here. She's like the go-to.
Aren't they expecting a baby now?
Well, there's like a whole... That's on my things.
No, I think they have a surrogate.
She had embryos frozen with her.
Yeah, that story.
That's now suing her for the embryos.
Not the ex. The embryos are suing her.
Right.
Just the embryos.
The embryos are suing her, but like on behalf of like the ex is the one that's perpetrating the lawsuit.
This country's great. Like, but
how did embryos sue
the because ex? They're suing the because they
because he wants the embryos. He wants them.
But no, because they have an inheritance, and because she's not going to go through with the surrogacy using those embryos, they're suing because they never had the chance to come to life and get that inheritance.
Who is going to benefit this money?
The father.
I think so.
According
to the reports that I had read, he claims that it's not him, and he's not the one that's named on that suit.
Well, that's a great way to keep your name out of it.
Yeah, it's definitely
him. Who would want to do that?
Maybe his family? I don't know.
It's coming from his side, period.
Yeah, it has to be coming from his side because why would it come from her?
Because a doctor in a fucking lab isn't going to like, let's take these eggs and sue Sofia Vergara. That's not how that works.
Well, the suit's coming from Louisiana. It's not even coming from California.
Yeah. This is
which is probably where they're stored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
But so what's Robin China?
So they apparently this is... We talked about this a little bit on last week's episode. This is now has come to light that this is something that happens often. Like, this is like a regular thing for them. It just went public, so that's why everybody's like freaking out about it. But apparently,
she regularly cleans out their house.
She hit him. She beat him. Like, supposedly,
not cool.
Corey Gamble got there. I guess that's who he called. And when Corey got there, he had to like take. She like got on top. She was on top of him, and he had to physically remove her from Rob.
There's
that.
Sorry, just
damn. We were rooting for you.
We were rooting for you, Rob.
We were all damn rooting it, Rob. For you.
I feel like, you know what I think his problem is? He's like emasculated.
Yes, that's exactly what his problem is. Like, apparently now the sisters are done. Like, the sisters are they don't want to have anything to do with it. She has now retaliated and said that this I just read a few minutes ago. I was like researching stuff. She has now said that she's going to ban the Kardashians from seeing the baby, period.
Good luck, babe, because Kris Jenner, give me a break. She's might as well be the finger of God on this world. Get out of here.
What I want to know is if since Mindy Weiss has done everything, like, is she going to be a part of this shit show? Like, is she's...
I don't think they're going to get married,
no,
hon.
They're not, but like, you don't just decide to... I mean, if you're Chloe, you do, but you don't just decide to plan it. Like, they had a date set for July of next year. Like,
that Helen fucking Keller could have seen this coming the moment that it was...
Oh my God!
Came out. Oh that God. Robin China.
Oh my God!
You broke them. Look
I'm
what
gonna
you did.
Fucking burn for that one, but it had to be said. Like, get out of here. Greek.
Oh my God.
You need to time those for when I do not take a sip of wine. I almost died right now.
She said, oh my God.
I wish I could Snapchat this right now.
You can.
I don't have the access to the Snapchat.
Hang on, because... Like, Greek tragedies.
Oh my gosh, she said Helen Keller.
No, come on, man. Like, she was fucking Tyga, and then her best friend is that other Amber Heard person.
Rose.
Rose. Amber Heard is Johnny Depp's ex-person. Like, come on. Get out of here. I just feel so... I feel bad for him, but I don't because he's rich.
Oh, no. We felt bad for him.
Until we were on your side.
Until they apologized.
And then he came out and apologized. And then he lost our faith.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We lost our faith in you, like, Rob Kardashian.
I feel like
he's very concerned with our opinions.
They're not going to get married. I'm drunk. I for sure see Kris Jenner getting involved and
they better not get married.
Who do you think hacked her emails?
Probably Kim. Wasn't Kimmy like a really Kimmy? Good no, no, hacker? No, it was like, back in the day.
Kimmy's a good stalker.
No, but she, remember that episode in the early seasons that they broke into Khloe's boyfriend's voicemail.
Right. Yeah, right. Kim's all fucked up right now though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kim's got bigger fish to fry. Yeah,
well, that's a great distraction out. If you're trying to.
Kim's husband's meeting with the president-elect. She's got bigger things to worry.
Fuck that. He's blonde.
They're blonde.
I sent them a picture the other day. I have to send it to you. Is it who did the meltdown better, Kanye or Britney?
Always Britney.
Always Britney.
Always Britney.
Oh my god! She's. Have you seen her? You guys follow her on Instagram?
Yeah.
My gosh, I can't.
No, that Britney's. That's Britney.
It's Britney, bitch.
I want to go to Vegas specifically. Me too. To yeah. See her show.
My cousin went.
I've talked about it. We're gonna do it. We'll do it eventually. So, someone want to send us to Vegas?
Oh yeah.
FYI,
if any Vegas hotels want to send us, I'll host at One Oak like a fucking Kardashian.
Maloofs, how are you doing?
Oh, I like them.
The Maloofs.
Call us.
Please call us.
I'll pay my own way. Just tell me where you're going.
No.
But I'm not a panelist, so I can't get.
It doesn't matter.
We'll put it in our writer.
Nice.
We'll bring guests.
We need to bring a couple guests each.
Do you guys ever? Yeah, right. Watch the karaoke videos.
Oh, I'm obsessed. I watched all.
Did you see Bruno Mars one?
Yes, I saw it.
No, I didn't see that one. I like the most recent one I saw was the Mariah Carey Christmas one that had like clips of all the.
My favorite part of that one was that the Red Hot Chili Peppers had no idea what the fuck song it was.
But they looked like they were having so much fun.
Yeah.
That whole video was so cute.
No,
James Corden asks Bruno Mars in the latest Carpool Karaoke episode. Mm-hmm. And he asks him, like, on your writer, like, what would I find if I was reading Bruno Mars? And he's like, wet naps and alcohol. And then James Corden was like, that sounds like a great album. He's like, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be the next one. Wet naps and alcohol.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
I think we're ready. What do you want to do?
All right.
Kill, marry, fuck.
Well, before we get into the kill, marry, fuck, I want to bring up something that I can't believe we forgot to talk about last week.
Okay. We had a time limits last week.
We had a time limit. We did. Ryan Reynolds got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is not what the news. The news is that Barbie and Ken and their perfect family.
Those children are flipping adorable.
Who's Barbie? Like, are you calling...
No, we're talking about Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Barbie and Ken.
Oh, that's why I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I thought you were talking about actual Barbie and Ken.
No, no. Barbie got a fucking star.
They're Barbie and Ken.
Okay.
They are...
Yes, I am on the same page now.
And their children...
I have caught up.
Who they shield...
You mean Goldilocks.
Yeah. Who they...
Winglets.
So cute.
I watch that scene where he's naked in Deadpool a lot.
I don't have words to describe to you like the. I mean, she's like a little bit younger than Lincoln. Like, can I make this happen?
That's how I feel about Taken.
If it's Blake Lively's kid.
Blake Lively's kid.
It's like True Blood. Lincoln is mine.
Listen, I'm still trying to figure out how I can get to England because Nathan needs to hang out with Charlotte.
Oh, that's how I feel about Mason.
The princess.
That's how I feel about Mason Disick. I'm like, he's the same age as Sophie.
Listen, this is how we have to figure this out. We're just going to send our children out into the world. We have the Kardashians.
No, it's like The Secret. We're going to put it out there.
We're just going to keep putting it out there until it comes back.
I'm sure you guys saw it. I went to our Instagram page and I posted the picture of Ryan kissing the baby.
So yummy.
Which I then commented... Have you seen Jason Momoa's short? Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
Come on.
That guy is like...
If you don't believe in God after watching that shit, like, you need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm going to burn again for that one.
What 2016 has done to this world and what it has taken away.
Yo, like, celebrity deaths haven't stopped. Franco Sozzani died today. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but she's the Anna Wintour for Italian Vogue. She died today. She's 66.
2016 has taken so much away, but then it gave us Jeffrey Dean Morgan Negan.
No, Jeffrey Dean Morgan has been around for a long time.
No, but him as Negan is just been
I already private messaged you about this, but honey, that gif that you posted of him winking, today alone I've watched 13 times. Oh,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is married to Hillary Burton from One Tree Hill.
He can be married to a fucking
Which chair. What makes me laugh about that is, forget about Hillary Burton of One Tree Hill.
Time out.
Hillary Burton.
Peyton from One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
I never watched that show.
The one with the blonde curly hair.
Forget about that.
Oh, that she was a VJ before.
That's
she was
what I'm correct.
Saying. Yes,
I'm like, forget about that. I remember when she was picked out of a crowd to be on MTV.
Yeah,
because she was just a student that they just picked her out of the crowd.
Yes,
yes.
She looks so disappointed.
She got Denny.
That is. Let's put it this way.
No, but if you watch Weeds, he was on that. He was.
Yeah, he's the dad in Weeds.
Is not only Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he is Negan. He is Denny Duquette, and he's Papa. Freaking from Supernatural. Papa Winchester.
I've never watched that show.
I've never seen
it. And
he
I've never
the
watched.
Father of Jared Padalecki.
He's also Thomas Wayne. This guy dies at every role he's
in. I'm not a Grey's Anatomy like watcher.
So
but
here's
I have
a fun fact about Missy. Missy only ever watches the super tragic season finales.
Not on purpose. Not on purpose. It's just that I think
her first foray into Grey's Anatomy was the episode where George got hit by the bus.
Yes, and this other chick.
And Izzy.
That episode is how she came in.
And I want you to know.
We were just hanging out at a friend's house and we're like, oh man, the Grey's Anatomy.
No, it was because the universe knew I needed a good cry because I had a friend who was like dying of cancer and I watched that episode and I was like, I'm never watching the show again. I'm going to need freaking like Paxil to get through a season. I can't do it. But I have watched his scenes and as that Denny. Scene of when he's dead and Izzy's crying on him. Get out of here.
Yeah,
the wine bottle says hope.
Oh nice.
Yeah, the wine bottle says hope.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I commented on that. I was like,
he makes life happy right now. Jason Momoa as freaking Aquaman is just,
ladies, Aquaman no longer sucks.
Yeah, I gotta tell you.
Well, I hope that like that is just this, the whole movie on loop is just him walking in and out of the water.
Man, I can't.
That's all I need.
It's like not normal.
Just in and out.
Damn it, Claire Huxtable.
Not Claire Huxtable.
Is it Claire?
No, it's the daughter.
I don't know her name.
Lisa Bonet.
Rudy was.
But what was her name?
Rudy was Vanessa.
Is Keisha Knight Pulliam? Hang on.
Was it Vanessa?
No, I don't think
it was.
Is it
Vanessa the older sister?
Is she the older sister?
She was the one from The Different World.
Yes, I'm on the thing.
Guys, I'm only like
you know the
two
guys
and a half glasses
kill us
in,
over this, right?
I'm really buzzed.
I don't like the coffee
show. She was Denise Huxtable.
Denise, there we go.
You know, some that the guys.
Denise!
My roommate, Denise! No one ever listens to me! I feel like that sometimes. Anyways.
Well, but since the estrogen is running high, let's do the Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Okay.
Yes, let's do it.
We've done the Ryans.
I'm buzzed, guys. I'm really buzzed.
Now we're going to do the Chris's.
The Chris's.
Pratt.
Oh.
Hemsworth. Evans.
This is hard.
Fuck you.
Pratt what? Wait.
Hemsworth. Evans.
Oh.
You're evil.
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
Wait, no, you're
you
not.
Mean like, wait, Chris. No. Like, oh.
Wait, Chris
Captain
Pratt,
America. Star-Lord. Thor.
Oh, fuck me.
Yes, that is the issue at hand.
I can't kill anybody there.
Yes, you can.
Chris Pratt is... I can't kill him.
What was the other one? Hemsworth, Pratt, and...
Evans.
Captain America, Thor, and
okay.
Star-Lord.
Wait. So Sophie saw Avengers recently, and she's like... getting familiar with all the characters. Every time we see an American flag, she goes, Mommy, look, Captain America. And yeah. I go, no, Mommy, that's the American flag. No. It's almost like she's looking at me like, no, bitch, it's Captain fucking America. But I'm like, oh, okay. Moving on. Okay, so.
I got mine.
Go Missy.
Yeah, go
do
Missy.
Do I have to explain myself?
No.
If you want to.
You can, but you don't have to.
Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, this is
so
hard.
I can't. Fuck Chris Hemsworth, for sure.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's too pretty to be in a relationship with.
He's an amazing father.
I know. I understand
kids.
That, but
doesn't
I know.
Bake?
I know.
He bakes.
Doesn't he bake cakes?
Yeah, he
bakes
his
cakes.
Daughter's
I
birthday.
Know.
Cake.
And he went on Ellen and explained how his daughter wanted a penis for Christmas, and he had to yes. talk himself out of that hole.
Oh, okay, I need to watch this video.
Yeah.
But I know more of Chris Pratt as a husband. Like, okay, like air quotes, no. More about Chris
do you
Pratt
listen to Anna Faris's podcast?
And he's like, and then I'm obsessed with Parks and Rec, and I just think he's really cool.
Love
he'd
Parks
be
and Rec.
He'd be a fun dude to be married to. I also follow him on Instagram. He seems like a cool dude to be married to. So I would marry Pratt. And I would fuck Hemsworth and I would kill Evans because I don't have any connection to him other than whenever he comes on screen. I'm like, damn, this is a lot of fun to watch. But then after that, I'm like,
I think my list is the same.
Yeah. Here's my problem is
it's just so hard when I watch Avengers 2 and that scene where he's like holding onto a building and holding onto the helicopter. Okay, that's Chris Evans. For those of you who haven't seen it.
That's not Avengers 2. That's Civil War.
Oh, Civil War. Whatever, bro.
Good job,
Steph. I know he's...
I've seen them a lot. Link really likes them.
Sophie's only seen the first Avengers. That's why I get them confused.
Well, but here's my problem with that is... Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know. That scene is the scene for me that I'm like, maybe I could fuck him, but... Mm.
So here's my problem with
Evans. He's kind of an ass in
Civil War. That I can't separate... I think what the conflict for me is that I like Steve Rogers, mm-hmm. and Steve Rogers is a gentleman, and Steve Rogers knows, like, is like the personality I associate him with.
You're gonna drop that,
but glass he's of wine, not.
Baby. I know it's making me a little
nervous. He's not Steve Rogers. He's Chris Evans,
right?
So I think that my list is gonna be the same. Yeah, but I think
Captain America's kind of like a dick,
but I kind of like them.
No,
but anyway, no. So, but no, I'm killing Chris Evans.
You're fucking
Hemsworth.
I don't know. I want to marry Hemsworth. I like him.
I'd rather be married to Prep.
I feel like I would fracture something if I tried to like fuck Hemsworth on the regular.
Like I would get used to it after a while. She's fine. She's had 3 children. I don't know.
She's been pregnant twice.
Well, yeah, because she had twins the second time.
That's so terrifying,
Christy. You're lost. Like in an
Christy doesn't want to play. Like, I can tell she doesn't want to play. I have another one.
This is the hardest one you've ever given me.
Worse than that?
But you Chris said Pine in there, and it still would have fucked me up.
Oh, Chris Pine would have fucked me up too because I love him.
Chris He's Pine,
cute. Honestly,
Captain Kirk.
I think I'm gonna lose.
He's also in Wonder Woman.
Here's the thing:
he's the damsel in distress character in Wonder Woman.
That's what I said. You could have thrown in another Chris, and I still would have been. Here's my thing. You guys are all on Chris Evans for Captain America. Chris Evans, I've had a huge crush on him.
Since he was the Human Torch?
Since Human Torch? From Losers. Since
Not Another Teen Movie?
Not Another Teen Movie's in his whipped cream bikini.
That was him?
Yes!
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's him.
And then he was in this movie called Losers, which is about like A-team, but like...
I think I need to watch
like better with actually Jeffrey Dean Morgan's in that one, which is I think where he met Hillary Burton, come to think about it, because she's in it too. And then he was in What's My Number with Anna Faris, which is an amazing movie that he is just the best guy in the world, and I felt hard for him in that.
But you have to disassociate him from his character.
I'm sorry. Didn't you just say you wanted to fuck Cap and you didn't care about Chris Evans?
Which is why I'm killing Chris Evans. I'm not killing Cap.
I just killed myself.
The fact that he's so like...
Also, I had a dream once that I was dating Steve Rogers and he broke up with me because he was still in love with Peggy and he couldn't commit to me fully.
I have a fun Stephanie story after we're done talking about this.
Okay.
Just remind me the words cha-cha.
Cha-cha?
We gotta circle back to that.
Go ahead. Yeah. So that's my thing. I've had like a long-standing crush on Chris Evans for a very, 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 very long time. And then Chris Pratt is just fucking adorable.
Yeah.
And then I love him so much from Jurassic Park even more than I love him as Star-Lord.
I just love him as Andy from Parks and Rec.
Oh my God.
I like chunky Chris. You guys have to watch.
I'm going to send you the link. I'm going to send you the link now that he's been promoting this. I'm on YouTube a lot. and since he's been promoting Passengers, BBC Radio has a YouTube channel and they do this thing called Playground Insults. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I saw it.
No. You've seen the one with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, where she asks him where he keeps his Oscar, but he doesn't have one.
When she says to him, you were wonderful in Everwood, said no one ever.
That's actually where I know Chris Pratt from, because I used to watch Everwood ridiculously.
No, he's Andy.
And
get out of here.
He was on there, and then funny enough, another Marvel actress, Emily Van Camp, was on that also.
Oh, I remember that show.
Emily Van Camp.
She's
from Revenge.
From Revenge.
From Revenge, and she's in the Marvel movies now.
And she's the niece of
the lady
that he was in love with.
Yes.
Which I thought it would have been great after they made out that he said your aunt did better, but that's just my dark humor.
Like in Friends with Monica, breaks out with Tim.
That's not how your dad used to do it.
But Yeah, so that's my issue that, like, and then Chris Pratt.
Hey, puppies. Chris Pratt, what?
Puppies. So, as much as I love Chris Pratt,
You're going to kill him.
Christy, get out of my house.
Marry Chris Evans and fuck Thor.
Well, yeah, you don't fuck not
That's
fuck Thor.
That's a given, though. Like,
and I think I have to
get out of my house.
Chris Pratt, as much as I love him, because I just can't get rid of Chris Evans. I'm telling you, this is like deep seated. Like,
you have a longer fan relationship with Chris Evans than you do with Chris Pratt.
That's fair.
I want to be in a Chris Evans, Sebastian Stan sandwich. You know this.
Sebastian who?
Bucky. You know about my sandwich.
You just want a Captain America and Bucky sandwich?
If he's my husband, his best friend's going to hang around.
Okay, that's fair.
With his bionic arm.
That
money.
What does that metal arm do?
I was gonna say we could go off air about that.
You have a metal arm?
It'll never get tired.
Yeah. Oh my.
Oh wow.
That's like when I used to watch the True Blood episodes where Eric would bone people. I'd be like, man, that would be amazing sex.
Fuck, marry, kill the Chris's, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth.
Thor, Star-Lord, Captain America.
Thank you for letting me know that.
Just in case, buddy.
I have superhero tattoos on me, but yeah, please, thank you for letting me know.
It's not like he has a podcast called Mount Geekmore.
I have Wolverine, and what are you talking about? I have plenty of Marvel tattoos on me.
The Chris is...
You're a DC guy, as I stare up at Superman.
That's the only superhero poster.
I'm sorry, what?
Honestly, Mary, much as I love you and I now respect your Marvel side, I have never in my life seen that up your leg to know that that was there.
Well, whose mistake is that?
There's nobody. Not a mistake.
There's nobody more charismatic. Let me rephrase that. There is nobody in the Marvel Universe more charismatic than Chris Pratt.
Thank you.
You marry Chris Pratt because that's the guy you need to marry. And if any man who could hold a helicopter with those biceps could hold me in his arms any day of the week.
Let me rephrase that.
I would let him fuck me. Because let's be real.
Be the catcher, not the pitcher.
I weigh about as much as a helicopter, so he would need every one of those biceps, all those inches of biceps, to hold me. And Thor has no ass. And he's not that impressive when he's not filming Thor. I've seen Chris Pratt and Chris Evans while they're not filming their perspective Marvel movies, and they still look impressive. Thor, when he's not filming Thor, doesn't... Again, good-looking, beautiful man in the face, but I need more than a face, honey. I need something to hold me
down. That makes sense.
Thank you, honey.
I feel violated for having to see that far up.
Listen,
that's an awesome tattoo.
His tattoo artist is amazing. His tattoo artist.
Somebody else was talking to me.
I feel like I'm 33 and I'm ready for my first tattoo.
Somebody was talking about
Jeff, I love you. I just saw way too much of Neri.
She needs to be cuddled when she gets home.
Love you, Neri.
I have another one if you guys want to do another one.
Oh, sure. Those are fun.
This is a literary one.
Remember
that night that we spent like hours with different like 47 categories of who we would fuck?
I'm pretty sure where this is going to go for some of you.
Using our brain power.
So, Harry Potter.
Okay.
Edward Cullen.
Okay.
Christian Grey.
Easy.
Oh, I haven't read the books.
Actually, wait.
Christian Grey, he was a dude from Sons of Anarchy, but that little pretty boy, no. If it was that guy, I would have... They wouldn't have been a question.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah. Fuck, that
Pacific
guy's hot.
Rim, let's go.
Wait. Are we talking about the actors in the movies?
No,
or
the characters
in the books?
This makes it better.
No, I would hit back, so I have to kill Christian Grey. I would hit back for sure. I'm not going to.
This is hard because
That's what she said.
No, this is. I know who I'm killing.
Okay, you guys go first because I'm not
I kind of
sure.
know who I'm killing too.
I know who
Unfortunately,
I'm killing.
I kind of know who I'm killing.
I know who I'm killing.
Okay, go, Christy.
Oh, I'm killing Harry Potter. I'm sorry. You're a whiny bitch. You drive me fucking crazy.
Whinier than Edward Cullen?
Seriously.
Not in the books.
That's true.
Okay.
Harry Potter in the books.
To be fair, I'm only two books
Harry Potter in the books, you want
Twilight.
Order of the
Harry Potter. Order no, Twilight I devoured, like...
Order of the Phoenix, you're going to hate
McDonald's
him.
Breakfast. Yeah,
I really...
That's caps lock Harry in Order of
well,
the Phoenix.
Well, I mean, whatever. Like, I have to go at a first grader's pace because my little cousin calls me, like, every other day to talk about it. So, it's going to take me a while to get through the series. But go ahead.
Yeah,
you're so killing Harry Potter.
I have to kick Harry Potter because he does get really fucking annoying in the books. And if we're talking straight up books... Not anything else, just straight books. I'm gonna give Christian Grey a whirl until I deck him.
I would hit back.
We're gonna play a game.
Yeah, we're gonna play a game. We're gonna have some safe words out there. It's all gonna be good.
There are safe words.
They have
fuck Christian Grey.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck Christian Grey, and then I'm gonna marry Edward Cullen because in the books he's not that bad, and the boy is a vampire, and that fulfills a fantasy, even though he glitters, and that's just weird.
No, but the vampire. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I like sparkly vampires. I mean,
but vampire money.
I am a huge chicken shit, so I don't like vampires and werewolves and all that stuff. But Edward Cullen, I mean, he doesn't eat people. He doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. It's a safe vampire, and you've got immortality and money.
Yeah.
Christian Grey has money too.
Yeah, but yeah,
I would hit him back. So especially if he's a little bitch boy on the franchise.
Well,
the
see, I would, like, my initial gut reaction was to marry Harry for the magic.
Me too. No, I'm marrying Harry.
Aww.
I marry Harry every day. All day, every day.
What? You marry Harry?
Yeah, exactly.
That could go to Hogwarts.
Exactly.
Or Ilvermorny. Either way. Who cares?
Have magical babies. This is hard. This is
your child would be a half-blood.
I know.
My only issue is Harry's just so
I marry Harry all day, every day.
In high school, he's super whiny, but we don't know what he's like at 30.
Yeah, no, we do, actually.
That's true.
He does not age well.
That's not canon.
He does not age well.
Wait, so do you guys know?
What?
Do you guys know?
Well, yeah, we read Cursed Child.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, do you know who you'd marry fucking
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. I'm still, like, trying to figure it out.
I marry Harry Potter, and I fuck Christian Grey, and I kill Edward Cullen.
That's where
you
I was leaning to.
You fucking introduced me to Twilight.
I know.
You fucking
I know,
whore.
But I understand this. But I understand
this. I have like a history of verbally abusing Stephanie.
Yeah.
I think that's why he likes you so much.
This is the thing. Here's the problem. Is that...
Ooh, when I tell the Cha-Cha story, I want you to be here so you can hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so hang out.
go ahead.
Here's the thing. Is that Harry Potter... I love him so much, like I can't. And it's not like I don't love Edward, but I feel the same way about Christian Grey that I do about Matt Bomer. Like, you don't not fuck the guy that, like,
I would hit him back. I can't.
I wouldn't.
Oh no, we would have safe words. It all would be okay.
No, and I would hit him back.
Can I just say?
I just kill Edward because I have to kill somebody.
Can I just say? Not trying to bash on anybody.
Oh Lord!
But Edward, fell for Mopey.
Yeah,
whatever the fuck her name is.
She's way better. She's a way better developed character in the books than
it's
she is
true.
In the fucking.
No, but regardless, Anastasia sucks in 50 Shades of Grey, and Ginny. Really hard. And Ginny is not that great. Well, she's better in the books than she is in the movies.
Wait, so go ahead.
So I'm fat and I'm ugly.
Oh,
thanks.
Oh, God. Trivilina, I can't. Go ahead. So
I'm killing Edward just because I have to kill somebody.
You're a fucking traitor.
I'm sorry.
Vanessa, do you know?
This is so hard for me. This has been the hardest one for me. Not gonna lie.
But you don't like Christian Grey. You hate him.
I don't. I hate him. I hate the fucking books. I think they're garbage and they would make great kindling. But moving forward.
But...
I think I would marry Harry because for the magic.
It's only that, like, I know Harry. I feel like of all three of them, I know Harry.
Yeah, I know Harry the best. And I love him the most. No, I do love him the most.
I love him the most
because, I mean, I read Twilight because I needed something after Harry.
Yes, exactly.
And then I read.
And Twilight was a big part of my life for a long time. It's not that I don't.
What do you think they're up to
Missy,
now?
I'm not saying that
I feel betrayed.
Missy's so betrayed. It's like you stabbed her in the back.
It's not, I have to kill somebody. You know how Christy felt?
How does the wind feel on both your faces, young lady?
You should have seen my face when I had to kill.
When she had to kill Jonathan Groff, she was almost in tears.
Okay, no, I heard it, and I felt.
This
I
is
was
how
there,
I
was
if I if I had the capability of producing tears, that's how I would.
Shut the fuck up. Okay.
Okay, so I would marry Harry, and I think This is hard. Because I want to kind of kill both of them.
Like, you want to kill Edward and Christian Grey?
Yeah. But I know that's not how the game works, so I can't do that. So I have to pick one. I think I would marry Ed just because...
I'd call him Ed.
The only reason I would consider switching out Edward is because I love his family. I love everybody else in that family. And, like, I would
get... You don't marry the husband. You marry the family, too.
Hold on one second. If we switch out Edward for Emmett... All day, every day.
Well, but I'm sorry, Jasper. I forgot. I'm marrying Harry.
Of course, you like Jasper.
I forgot that I was marrying Harry. Mary just reminded me.
Emmett is one of the brothers from the Twilight family.
That's why. Mary doesn't give a shit.
No, he was confused. That's why.
Jasper sounds like a hillbilly name.
That he is, actually.
And that's exactly what he sounded like in Breaking Dawn. Yeah. Every day, all day.
Okay, wait.
Of course, you like Jasper.
The
Deliverance movie is what he sounds like.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Deliver me to that bed.
But that movie was awful.
Of course. Why am I not surprised?
Side story, because I brought up Deliverance because Jasper sounds like somebody in a character in Deliverance. Vanessa and I were having an argument while that movie was playing, and we had never actually seen it. Now, I had heard about that scene because it's a classic scene in Deliverance. In the movie Deliverance. But I thought it was at the end of the movie for some reason. I don't know why I thought that was like the climax of the movie.
What? I don't know very little about this movie. So
the point of the Deliverance is, synopsis is, some shitty folk go into like the backwoods of like West Virginia. I don't remember exactly where. So don't quote me on that. But they go for a tour, and then the hillbillies end up like taking them hostage and raping them, and they're all men.
Lovely. Okay.
And so that's the whole scene. And so Vanessa and I were in the middle of an argument, like we were fighting. We're like, no, blah blah blah. There's no way of remembering, because as her and I were talking, we're doing one of these where both of us, it's not just the guy thing, just looking at the TV that's playing in the background. We both kind of keep turning.
Okay.
And we realize that we have stopped fighting because now we're watching a man being raped on our TV.
It kind of puts things into perspective.
Yeah, and we're like, you know what? That's the whole thing. That's the famous part of the scene. That's the famous part of the scene where he goes, squeal, boy, squeal for me. And you have to be like, eh. And so he literally had to make noise like a pig, like squeal like a pig as he's getting raped, and he's being tied to a tree. So Vanessa and I were looking at each other back and forth, arguing, and then we just stopped arguing because we're like, you know what? Let's
fight over.
There's nothing. What are we going to fight about? Like, what are we going to fight about? Not doing the laundry? We just saw a man being raped? It's fine. We're okay. Life is
perspective.
Perspective.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt the story but Jasper, totally hillbilly name.
So you're kidding. Sorry.
Okay, wait. So I am marrying Harry for the magic. And I guess I'm fucking Ed because he's younger, Edward.
No, he's not.
He's 108.
He looks younger. He looks 17. So he's younger.
You look young as shit.
And he sparkles. I mean, it can't be that bad.
Okay.
And then I am killing Christian just because he's a dude.
Stay tuned.
No, I'm saying the novel doesn't say anything.
No. Probably in the fan fiction, but not in what Stephanie Meyer wrote.
I can find you.
Wait, in the
Twilight fan fiction if you want.
Do you want Twilight fan fiction?
No, I don't read it.
It's called Fifty Shades of Grey.
Oh, is that
what? Fifty Shades of Grey was Twilight fanfiction.
Both me and Stephanie were like, wait.
Did you not know that?
I never paid attention to
Fifty Shades of Grey. Yeah, Fifty Shades is Twilight fanfiction because.
How did it start? Like, who's supposed to be Edward and who's supposed to be. Or
exactly.
It's exactly.
Christian Grey is supposed to be.
Anna's supposed to be Bella and Christian is Edward.
Yes.
But. The reason why she wrote it is because what is missing from Twilight is sex.
Which is why that was the whole premise of Twilight fanfiction to begin with. It's all fucking sex stories.
So she put them
because it's not in the books.
So when it became really, 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 really popular and it was about to sell, they're like, okay, well, this is really great and we'll publish it for you, but you have to change everybody's names.
I would have watched the movies if the dude from Sons of Anarchy would have stayed on.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to do it. I think he started getting a lot of negative.
I was interested in the movie when I knew he was casting, and when he dropped out, I was like, no.
I will tell you.
No.
I was okay with
this guy. That guy weighs like 95 pounds coming out of the shower.
No, but did you do your... No. Do it.
So
do it.
This is like a peek into my twisted brain. I would definitely kill Christian Grey because I would hit him back and then it ended in murder and would just avoid problems. I would fuck Harry Potter to see if he had a magic dick.
It's got a magic stick.
And I would marry Edward Cullen, not just for him, but for, and I have a thing for like brooding vampires, yeah, like all the way back to Angel.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah, yeah.
Honey, that's Angel, why Buffy. That's the only reason I'm marrying Edward, and that's why I specified Edward in the book.
And then he has, I want to find out if his dick like shoots out jizz, glitter jizz.
Oh, I thought you wanted to know if his dick sparkles.
I'm sure the dick sparkles. I'm sure the dick sparkles too.
I would give him so many blowjobs just to see the glitter come.
That was my question. Would you let him jizz in your face if it was confetti?
I would. If he was that confetti emoji like that, I'd be like, I would totally, yes.
And my question would be, is it possible for me to, are vampires okay with like sharing?
Huh?
Is the vampire family okay with sharing?
No.
No,
I want don't Jasper. Think so.
No.
It's like imprinting once they...
Yeah,
once
together, it is what it together. Is. Yeah.
They don't imprint. The werewolves
I said it's
imprint.
Like... I said it's like
imprinting. I want Jasper.
I'm well, sorry. Then don't pick Edward.
You didn't give me Jasper as an option.
No, I didn't give you Jasper as an option.
Just saying.
Anyway.
Can I tell my Stephanie Cha-Cha story?
Yes, yes. Tell your Cha-Cha story.
So,
Cha-Cha story.
Stephanie and I have been friends now, I want to say, going on 10 years.
Yeah, because it's 2007.
Yeah. And, oh, child in the room.
Hey, baby.
Ninja.
Hang on. Okay, Cha-Cha story.
Okay, so Stephanie and I have been friends close to 10 years now, and I have a history of busting her balls a lot because I don't understand her brain. I don't get it.
I don't know how long I've known. How long have I known Stephanie? 9 years. So 9 years I've known Stephanie. The problem you're having, and I know a lot of us that know Stephanie have this problem, is that you're using your brain logically, reasonably. And that seems to go directly against her wiring.
Hold on to that. Mm-hmm. Hold on to that.
Apparently that's a thing. I saw that today. Spaghetti? Well, I saw Elf, and they hate you syrup, but yeah.
Okay, so
is that a thing? Sorry.
I mean, I put a little bit of sugar in my pasta sauce, but like a spoonful, sauce, like that's yeah. not.
No, this is like a ew. Cup of sugar.
No.
Diabetes. The Italian in me is extremely insulted.
Yeah,
I like.
Do you have an Italian in you?
I wish I did.
Oh,
Jeff's got some splaining to do.
All right.
So I didn't.
So we're hanging out tomorrow, right, Chris?
Today was our Neri day. Tomorrow's our Vanessa day.
I don't.
That's right.
I don't understand how her brain works.
Okay,
so there's shit
story.
That she says or does that I don't get. Like we've gone to Target for deodorant and she tries on an outfit like faux fur. And don't I look but amazing?
What do you that's, do at Target?
I don't get it.
That's the bullseye hypnosis of Target. That's not a Stephanie thing. That
no, but I don't get it.
Like, wait, Missy also is like, doesn't...
I don't get it. We have completely different backgrounds. She was a cheerleader. I read and I didn't talk to anybody. Like, I just, in high school, like,
Missy is not the girliest of girls, and I don't mean that in like a bad way.
It's a compliment to me, so it's fine.
She only started like wearing makeup a lot.
True,
like,
I didn't know who Michael Kors was until I became friends with her.
So like it's so Missy doesn't understand. used to not understand the going to Target for
I still
one
don't get
thing
it.
And walking around the entire store and forgetting the
no,
one.
No, you'll get it for. Once you
no,
have
no,
kids.
No, no, Target
yep,
is
yep,
the,
yep.
Target
is the
Target
devil.
Is like YouTube. It's a black hole. Like once I'm there, I'm there for hours.
On a side note, I just want to go ahead and talk about something that's been brought up multiple times on the podcast and on previous episodes before. I asked Vanessa's mother about cheer camp, and Vanessa's mother said Vanessa never went to cheer camp. So go ahead and put
I
that
did
out
not
there.
Go to cheer camp.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You're right. You remember, but Vanessa and her mother, who would have paid for it, didn't say no. Okay.
So anyway,
I heard you tell a story today on WooHoo's that your mom never knows what's going on either.
I don't remember that story.
My
no,
point
that's because my, no. I remember. I remember what I said. No, my mom just doesn't pay attention to her surroundings, but she would remember having to pay for cheer camp.
I'm gonna ask my mom.
Okay, ask your mom.
I'm gonna.
So,
ask
anyways,
my mom.
I think
you invented
the,
me going.
I'm gonna
to
land
cheer
the plane.
You just love
not.
Me.
Basically, I just there's I don't understand how her brain works.
Okay.
So, we have a long, like, she's been trying to teach me and I've been trying to reject it, whatever. So one day,
she's pulling up a chair now.
One day,
when he wants to hear the cha-cha
Danny,
story.
I know.
Danny and I, she was in the car with us. She was our child for the day. Sometimes I used to be Dave and Steph's child. Sometimes Steph would ride in our car. So we're in the car. Danny has the iPod on shuffle and fucking Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back comes on the radio, and she's in the back seat. She peeks her head through, like, "Hey guys, that's the song I'm gonna dance the cha-cha to when I'm on Dancing with the Stars."
Oh my god!
Like, we weren't talking about Dancing with the Stars.
I love you so much, Stephanie.
It was like 10 seconds into the song, and I look at Danny and I go, "She's a fucking alien. She's a fucking alien." That's why I don't understand her, because how do you hear Justin Timberlake and think, "Oh, the cha-cha on Dancing with the Stars"?
In her defense, that's a good song for the cha-cha.
It really is.
Okay, but in the moment, I was like, "What the fuck? Like, who the fuck?"
Oh my god.
But like this, watch. She's in the back seat, fronty. "Hey guys, this is a song I'm gonna dance to charge it to on Dancing with the Stars."
I had like a playlist.
She's a fucking alien.
Of all the songs, like, for each dance that I wanted to dance to.
Exactly. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
When she's...
I was also like 20 years old.
Fuck you. You were like 24, 25. Because this was Danny and I were dating.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
I can't breathe.
You have a song, so you know what song you dance to in every dance?
Yeah, for when I'm on Dancing with the Stars.
Which doesn't even make any sense.
Did you pay attention to the story?
It doesn't even make any sense. They picked the song for you.
Not always.
But it
that's your problem with the question.
Nary.
That's your problem with the story?
Listen,
not
when
that
she's
I'm fucking
on,
delusional, which is our point.
When she's
listen,
on...
Listen, I've known you for 9 years. That's already normal to me.
Oh, well.
It's just...
I remember the first day that I asked her, I was like, "Who's Michael Kors?" Because they were opening Michael Kors in Dolphin Mall. She's like, "What?" And I'm like, "I don't know who that is. Is he in, like, a big deal?" She's like, he's amazing.
I like damn near had a
heart. I'm like, "I don't fucking know. I read, bro. Like,
whatever, I read."
I don't understand that shit. So yeah, that's my cha-cha Stephanie story.
That's awesome.
Can you tell your drunker kid story, please?
Okay, sure. Yeah, let's play.
Okay, drunker kid. So I fell off a trampoline. Right? Do I tell the story? How do I play this game?
Tell the story. Like,
I'm gonna give it away.
Tell the story. No, tell the story, and then we have to guess whether it's a kid or you're drunk, right?
Okay. So I was at a party, and
Stephanie can't play because she knows the answer.
I decided that it was like nighttime, and I decided that I wanted to stargaze. And the place where I was at, the party was being hosted, had a trampoline. So I climbed on, like, on one of those like $5 plastic Home Depot chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I climbed on, laid down, and I was like, "Oh, the stars." And then I decided it was time for me to get down. But when I was coming down, I didn't like calculate gravity, body mass, and a $5 Home Depot chair. I stepped wrong. The chair gave conk, like, hit the back of my head, and I could feel myself passing out, but people came to me and were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, I'm fine. I got up and carried on.
Was she drunk or was she a kid?
I don't want to say drunk.
I feel that it's a kid.
Mm-mm. I was super
She's totally drunk. I was there.
You weren't there.
In my in-law's house.
Fuck you. It wasn't. You were just as drunk because that
was
the day.
I was just as drunk because that night I thought I had glass in my foot.
Well, I didn't want to be a jerk because it's obvious that you were drunk because you knew Stephanie and you've only known her for 10 years.
True.
So I didn't want to be that guy. Be again rational.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
But yeah.
See, super drunk. My theory was Southern Comfort.
She disqualified because you know her.
No, because they've already played this game.
Oh, my theory was that you were probably a kid because people actually cared that you fell. Because if you were surrounded with drunk people, I would be
I would have peed my pants laughing.
It was
at
like
you.
Two. Yeah, I did pee my pants that night. That's how drunk I was. But legit, I legit was like, "I have to pee," and then I was like, "Why is it warm in my pants?" I remember like that.
Oh my
drunk-
god, cannot be the title of the episode. Why is it warm in my pants?
After badge on fire, I don't know.
I think our listeners are gonna think we have like some
I just
STD.
Remember that like drunk like thought process. I'm like, I have to pee, and then it was warm. Anyway, so no, because the people that came like after I fell, the people that came were like, "Are you okay?" Were like the two or three people who were not trashed that night, and okay. We got drunk on Southern Comfort, and that was the same night.
Oh my,
that classy. You. Yeah, that she was like on. I remember being drunk as fuck, walking in, and Steph's like, "There's glass in my foot." There's, and I'm like looking around.
I feel like
blood,
I remember
and
that
there was
story.
Nothing in her fucking foot. It was the summer before he got married.
It was.
The summer of 2009. That oh, what summer. A glorious summer
yeah.
That was.
There was a lot of shit happening that summer. But anyway, so yeah, that was. What's your other one? Didn't you say you had two?
Oh, I crashed a supermarket cart up against a wall of wine, and it came crashing down. Drunker kid.
Kid.
Super kid. This happened in Chile. The stupid supermarket had like a thing where they would give like
the stupid supermarket. It's totally the supermarket's fault.
They gave no because they were giving they had like little kid sized supermarket carts.
Yeah, those little carts
for
are the
you to
devil.
Mirror the adult. So I was playing this game.
Worst
of,
invention ever.
And imagine,
well, now as a parent, as a
Chileans,
kid, they were awesome.
Chileans are like wine is like holy water.
Wine is
like
life.
Italians. So. I'm playing this game where I'm pushing the cart, chasing it, grabbing it, pushing the cart, and then one of these times I pushed it one too like too hard where I didn't catch up to it in time, and it was literally like a wall of wine and it crashed into it, came crashing down, and I was like, oh fuck. And my uncle Leo was with me, and he's like, what? I was like, I remember one. I was like, can we go? We need to go. We need, like, this is bad. We need to go. And the grocery store was, like, very nice about it. But, yeah, I fucking...
It was because it was their fault.
They shouldn't have given a child
well,
a grocery.
Oddly,
a shopping cart.
Oddly, shortly after, the little kid's cart disappeared from the whole gag. So, I feel like, you know...
You got something done that day.
I did something.
I think I have a drunker kid story for
okay.
You guys.
All right.
Okay. So, I was driving a car. And I... Like, I was driving.
Okay.
She could have been like 16, like, all just right. Gotten her license.
I was driving.
Still a kid that time.
Okay. So I was driving and I like turn around to like wave to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And as I turn around, I like turned, I was holding the steering wheel with my left. So I turned like this and I turned the steering wheel to the left. And my car went down a little embankment and into a lake.
Kid.
I want to say kid. Please say kid.
You were drunk.
I was totally a kid. I was like 3 and I flipped my power wheel into a lake. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because you're okay. Not
yeah, no.
I recommend that.
It was, I think there had been like a drought recently. So the water level was lower in the lake. So when I got to the edge where the water used to be, the car, like, the power wheel went down and it, like, flipped over and landed on top of me. And my parents had to run from the house because, of course, like, I was, like, driving my little car around the lake and my parents were further behind me. So I turned around to, like, wave at them and the car just went right down the hill. It was wonderful.
How old were you again?
Like, 3.
Oh. That's yeah. Still cute, though. You can't get in trouble.
No, I didn't get in trouble. I just scared the shit out of my parents.
I was scared. I was like, I'm not gonna be able to go home. Like, I was old enough when that thing happened with the grocery store. I was old enough to know that I had to fly back to my country. And I was like, maybe they won't let me leave because I broke all the wine. But damn, I'm here, so. Now let me go.
Fooled them.
Ha ha. Jokes on you, people.
Jokes on you, Chile.
Jokes on you, Chileans. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Mm.
Do you have a drunker kid?
I'm sure I do, but I can't think of any right now.
Do you, Christy? Can you think of anything?
I mean, other than the glass in my foot, but you already know that I was drunk, so...
No, the only one that I can give is...
She was, like, full Meryl Streep on that one, but go ahead.
I was visiting some family that lived in this apartment building. And we were all there. Big family, like, everybody was everywhere. And I decided to go downstairs to the car to get something. I forgot what it was that I had to get. And so I went downstairs through the left side of the building. And when I got what I needed from the car, I decided I was going back up and I was all excited and I started going up the stairs and I started running and I basically did what can only be described as like the most animated movement ever. I was going and my feet were not touching steps because I started going up steps and then all of a sudden my feet were no longer on steps and I just went,
oh,
like,
no.
There would have been puffs of smoke, like clouds. Like, it was like...
like the Roadrunner.
Yeah, like the Roadrunner. And then I just went... down the steps, like, my knees,
well, I broke my coccyx doing that.
Wait, but... Yeah. So that was...
Drunker kid.
I'm gonna go drunk.
I feel like that was a kid story.
Vanessa's not here. She went to...
Oh, Vanessa's not here.
She went to potty, so...
Yeah, that was a kid. Oh. That's how my life starts.
I broke my coccyx.
That's how my life starts.
I broke my tailbone that
way. That's
like
a Tuesday for me, and I'm 33.
Yeah, that's how my life starts. I completely Vanessa. Missed the steps, and I just went in front of my entire family. It was great.
How old are you?
I was 7. And I had gone downstairs because I had I think it was like a sweater. I forgot what it was. So my mom had to like open the car from the second floor. So I went out downstairs, got it, and she was like, stand. So my mom saw this happen to her child.
Mm.
As I'm like running up the steps all excited. Down the steps.
Wonderful.
And that started my descent
graceful.
Into clumsy.
Super graceful.
I injure my feet like once every 3 months.
Sounds she breaks right. a toe like once every 3 months.
I was at Ross on Friday looking for a picture frame and one of them fell on my toe.
Nice.
It's kind of awesome.
Didn't feel awesome. And I couldn't really curse as much as I wanted to because it was a Ross by my job. So I was scared that somebody I knew was going to be around and I'm supposed to be a classy bitch at my job. So
so I have like this like random statement like that I was saying earlier before we were recording that I was like, no, I'm not going to bring it up on the podcast and this is that. But I decided, fuck it. I don't care if I piss people off. It's not really piss people off. It's like some people might think it different. I don't even know how you guys think about it because I didn't really get to tell the whole story about
okay.
it.
Okay.
So I was seeing a lot of stuff like, and you always see it now. It's like becomes every other day. And in this messed up world that we live in, yeah, it's great. And the feels, and it's nice to know every once in a while that there's good people out there. But, I recently saw two videos that caught my attention. And one was this kid that his classmates bought him sneakers.
The shoes. Yeah.
It's a great story.
Uh-huh. Okay. You'll hear my side for a second.
I think I know where you're going with this.
So these kids, and then the other one was the Best Buy group of employees that had the kid that would come in every day and play video games. And then they bought him a Wii.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and then, so, okay. So my thing was, first I'll tackle one and then I'll talk of the other. So the first one, the kid in the school. So these are these kids that notice that this kid doesn't have... And that he needs these shoes. They want to get him the shoes and this and that. So that's beautiful. You guys
it
all
is. That it came
together.
From like a really sweet place of like their friend is wearing shoes that are two sizes too small.
Yeah. And I get that part.
Yeah.
But what drives me nuts about it is that I'm like, so you're giving this kid the shoes and there's 15 phones out.
I saw that.
Videotaping okay, and again, don't judge on the videotaping. Taking,
I wasn't even
recording.
I didn't say it the first time. It was Neri.
Apparently, I aged myself by saying videotaping. Recording.
Hard eye roll.
Yeah, recording this. And my whole thing was, I get the gesture, I get the moment, but does it have to be so social media made? Like they did it. 15 of them took videos of it because every kid in the room has their camera out. And then to post it, like, did they do it to do it? Or did they do it
to post
to
it.
Make it viral?
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, what is it? Was it done to be
nice?
Or, and maybe one kid thought, you know what? I think, and I don't know the kid's name, maybe Joey needs, you know, we should get Joey shoes. It would be really cool. You know, I think I'm going to do this. And was it, you know, that? And then the other rest of the classmates were like, oh, yeah, but then, like, we're going to videotape it. We're going to record it so that, you know, we can post it on social media and it become viral and then we become famous. Because I feel that's where the world is going.
Well, yeah, I feel like I don't want to get like uber religious or whatever, but doesn't it say in the Bible that you're supposed to do good things and like not promote it?
Yeah,
that's my thing.
When you do some like charitable work, you're not supposed to go around tooting your own horn like, look, I did something amazing for other people. The work should speak for itself. But I mean, it's just,
it actually says that you'll get, like, I'm paraphrasing, but you'll get more credit with God if you do it in private.
Yeah, if you keep it, if you keep it quiet. Right.
It's like, that's just the only thing that irks me. Well, yeah,
I mean, like, I mean, this is really not to toot my own horn, but I've seen on people on Facebook, like, oh, I just went to Starbucks and I paid for the person in line behind me. Like, I've done that so many countless times.
So the only time that I've ever done that is I didn't even know that that was a thing at Starbucks until I went, like, probably about a year ago, and I got to the window and they were like, oh, the person in front of you paid for you, do you want to, like, they did a pay it forward, do you want to continue it? And I was like, yeah, sure. But then I put it more, not to put that I did the pay it forward, I'm like, this is like really cool that somebody like started this of the pay it forward thing. And then like a couple weeks ago, I let somebody go in front of me in the Starbucks line. I go to Starbucks a lot.
Me too.
I let someone go in front of me in the Starbucks line and that person paid for me.
Right. Because it's nice. But I mean, I've gone to Starbucks and I'm like, okay, I paid for my drink. And I'm like, you know what? I usually like do it around Christmas time because I always feel a little more generous around Christmas time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to pay for the person behind me. I'm going to pay for their drink. And thank God the few times that I've asked, it's only been like one drink and not like a $25 order. But I don't like go on Facebook
and be like,
I
did it, the order was $2 more than mine. I considered it for a second. I was like, but I'm like, it's $2.
Yeah. Well, but I don't sit there like, I just paid for the person in the line behind me. Look at me. Like, no.
You can
like,
totally tell when somebody is doing shit or posting stuff just for the gratification of the likes or the comments or whatever. So I'm kind of on your side. I'm on your side on this. I think it's a generational thing. I hate to like use that card, but like, it's normal for these kids to have a phone in their hand and tweet and Facebook and video everything. We're more of a generation that wasn't necessarily like dependent on that when we were growing up. So it's a different approach to it. I just feel like I agree with you 100% that there's some that you can tell. You can tell when somebody's just being fucking desperate and, you know, thirsty as hell on social media. But in this particular case, I feel like the kid needed shoes and he got shoes, so...
Well, and the overall, like, things are always a good outcome. I just, like, question some of them, like...
It's like when Phoebe says there's no such thing as a selfless good deed.
Yeah.
Joey and, like, says that.
You're correct.
Burn. Lawyered.
But, like...
I admit you were right. I'm not fighting you. I know. Relax.
I'm going to write down the day and time of that, too. 10:59.
It's only going to happen today.
And, like, not only, like, that one, like... And I guess it's just I've been seeing so many of them. And I know that the world is a piece of crap right now. You know, things are going...
I mean, it's always...
2016 is just... Man.
I'm so ready for it to be over.
Yeah. But like
we have like 10 days left of it.
Yeah. So like, but and I
that's
like,
that's plenty of time for something else to fucking
exactly.
Knocking on wood. But you need every once in a while the feels, and you need to feel good about yourself and stuff like that. But it's like those things about like, oh, the football player that asked, you know, the not popular girl, or that asked the girl with a disability to prom. Yeah. I'm like, I kind of feel she doesn't need the whole world knowing that the football player asked her to prom because you know,
of her disability.
She didn't have a date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she probably would have been great if in just her school, this happened. And it wasn't a thing.
Yeah. I get you. I agree.
Like, that's where I think it's changed. Because, you know, if the football player that, you know, has been friends with this girl since she was a little kid knows she's not going to have a date to the prom or homecoming and wants to say, you know what, this is my friend. I've grown up with this girl. You know, I want to take her to prom.
It doesn't have to be viral.
Does it have to become viral? Can he just ask her and then they show up together and people are like, oh, my God.
I guess, like, but then you can look at, like, the plus side, even if you are doing it for like the selfish reasons, you're still at the end of the day doing a good deed.
Yes, again.
And you're still putting positivity out there. So maybe let's say I do buy somebody's shoes to make myself feel better and to be like, oh, look at me. But maybe that inspires somebody else to go do something nice and not put it out, you know, on Facebook. So, sure, is it self-gratifying? Sure. Especially when you're like, have 15 people videoing it and you have 15 different angles of the same one event. But maybe, like, you know, Timmy is going to see it and be like, hey, there's a kid in my school that needs shoes. Maybe I can help get him shoes.
Man, I can only hope that. And that, and again, I just said it's one of those things that
but
just,
I completely get where you're coming from.
And then the reason I wanted to group that one separately from the Best Buy one is because I'm not going to lie. The Best Buy one, I have a totally different issue with it. Have you guys seen this
one? It was a need, not a necessity. I saw it.
No, it's kind of asshole-y.
Yeah.
Like, in my opinion, the Best Buy, like, or maybe the guy just
the employee was an asshole?
The way that they did it, I feel, was really jerky. Like, I feel that they didn't know how to maybe present it to the kid. Like, the story we're talking about is that there was a kid that would go into the Best Buy in his neighborhood every day after school and play the display game of the Wii. Mm-hmm. And then the staff decided to get together and put chip in money and buy him a Wii. And they videotaped presenting it to him. Like, the kid's sitting there playing the video game.
He looks so confused.
He looks so confused. And the way the guy goes, he goes, here, so that you don't have to come here and play it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, the way he said it, I was like,
I think he maybe was trying to just be joking.
Yeah. And, like, the kid was like, but, like, I think the kid felt more embarrassed.
Yeah.
Until he's like, oh, thanks. You know, I have. And the fact that they have to say, oh, he told us that he has parents. That he has, like, really two good parents at home that just can't afford the system. Like, the fact that the kid felt the need to say, no, I'm, you know, it's not that I'm, like, poor. It's that, you know, this is just not a necessity for my family.
Right.
Like, so, like, I was watching that one and I was just like,
I mean, it's still nice.
It was nice. It's but still nice. But I think it was one of those things that, like, they kind of made it seem like, oh, look what we're doing for you.
Yeah.
And, like, the kid
that
was like,
that one seems
I'm
a little
sorry.
More self-serving than...
Well, and I feel like the kid was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be here all the time. Like, I feel like if you watch the video, the kid's
freaked out. Yeah, he looks really
out.
Awkward.
Like, he looks really embarrassed.
Like, he felt like he did something wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that. I watched the
If You Find
Sneakers.
It.
I'll show, like,
The Sneakers one has popped up like 18 times in my newsfeed. But the Best Buy one, I saw it pop up twice and I did watch it. And they were just like, hey, this is for you. And then so you don't have to come here every day. And it was just like, but why can't he go there every day?
Why can't he go there? They're a display. They're there so that people can play them.
Exactly.
I feel like the first.
It was just awkward. But I mean, like, you don't expect. I guess maybe you also don't expect for a store to come up to you
especially
and be like, yeah, and then like a huge store like Best Buy to come up to you and be like, well, here's this free system that the employees pitched in to buy for you. You're like, the fuck is going on? Like, so it is, it's just awkward all around.
It's very awkward all around. But, like, yeah, like, my issue with the shoes and the whole thing is just, like, it's become so, are people doing things for
the validation?
The validation, or are they doing it just do it? But the one with the Best Buy thing, I was just like, this poor kid. Like, he's, like, sitting there going, all I wanted to do was play video games. Aww. I didn't want to be home.
Yeah.
Like, he was...
Well, when I saw the video, like, I didn't really watch the whole thing, but when I saw the video, I'm like, but what if, like, he has a shitty home?
What if
he takes the Wii home and, like, whoever's in his house that's shitty to him just takes it and sells it? So then what? Then he can't go back to the Best Buy because now, like, what happened to the Wii?
Yeah.
You know? So, like,
it was awkward.
It's super awkward. Super awkward.
That's why I only watch good deeds on Ellen because I know she's doing it for
love
real.
Ellen,
especially when she reunites military families. Get out of here!
Did
I'm
you
like
see
a disaster.
The Rock did with Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Like, oh man, I cried.
I boohoo. I like ugly cry.
Well,
at those
every time
things.
I watch like a soldier family reunion video, cry like
I
an
am
idiot.
A boohoo cry. Like the feels. Like I am.
Danny
a boohoo cry
has
for anything.
Walked in on me crying like with my laptop, and he thinks that something's wrong. And I'm like 10 minutes ago, I saw a video of Ellen, and so I clicked on this one. And now he's like closing. Like that's enough. Like you are cut off. Off for the day with military family reunions because that just our veterans, man.
I know,
and their families. Like, come on, ugh, don't even. So yeah, I get what you're saying. I think that it just sucks because it's hard to distinguish the good deed versus validation nowadays because it's such a cultural norm for us to have, like, it's just part of life. You get married, put it on Facebook, have a kid, put it on Facebook. Like, it's just the thing. So I don't know. I just think that it's hard. You just have to take it case by case. But if I haven't seen that second video, but if I believe you, and that sucks because I, you know, kids, I used to go to the library to get out of my house. And if somebody was like, here's all the books you ever want to read, I would be like, but fuck, like half the thing is coming to the library because I'm trying to get out of my house. So I get it. It sucks.
It's gonna have to find, but you know,
the road, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Mm-hmm. Like, you just never know. So
it's just one of those things that it caught my attention because I was just like, but what if he doesn't want the Wii?
Go home, yeah.
What if he was like, it's fun to play here, but I don't want this in my house?
That was my initial thought. It was like, what if he's, when he says like, oh, I don't, I like, when he says that he just came here because he didn't want to be home, like, why doesn't he want to be home?
Yeah.
Like, something's
like,
happening to
him. And then, but he's quick to be like, but I have good parents. Maybe he doesn't.
But like, that was my, like, I don't want to think negatively, and it's a gift and it's a selfless act, but it's like one of those things, like, it's become so normal to put people's lives on social media.
Yeah.
And granted, I'm saying this as we're three people that sit around. Hi, Missy. You're here. On a weekly basis, we sit here and share our lives with
you guys,
with people, but we do, you know,
voluntarily also.
Yeah, but exactly. But like, we're sitting here sharing our lives. So yeah, it's become such a norm to just sit and share here, your lives.
Like, trying to be like Ellen, like, so we found this homeless man and we've reunited him with his son. Like, that's not what we're doing.
It's different, and it's just, it depends on the platform that you have. And I also think that it has to do with a cultural norm that Facebook has been around for what, since, for 10 years now?
Like,
yeah.
So,
it's 2005.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just part, the kids in the shoes video, they don't know another way going to be the kids world. Other than,
well, yeah, like our down. Kids don't know a world without social media.
Well, yeah, that's like, this year, David gave me the statistic at the beginning of the year. This year's incoming freshman class only know a world where 9/11 is a historical event.
Yeah.
None of them were born when it happened. Even if they were infants, like, none of them were born. So.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It was just, I didn't want to bring it down or turn the thing, but it's just one of those things.
This is a great discussion.
And it's topical, kids.
It was just one of those things that I noticed. I was like, is it, like, I want to go.
To be honest, though, I'd rather see.
Yeah, I'd rather know what's happening.
20 videos of this every day.
Yeah.
Of 20 different videos of 20 different kids all across the country doing nice things for each other than seeing another, like, brawl on the street or hearing about another shooting.
Or another article.
Or another
guy putting, like, blowjob pictures at his...
Well, I want to hear about that, too.
Way to bring it full circle, hon.
Listen, I'm all about reading other people's drama. I am... please, bring me all the drama.
Reality TV is your...
Well, you know...
But I would much, TV, much yeah. rather see all these kids... Even if they are doing it for self-satisfying purposes, they're still doing something nice for somebody else. Even if it is to be like, oh my God, Jimmy, high five, you did something great, for him to feel bad. Johnny has new shoes, you know? So it's just...
Oh, I'm totally with you.
Motivation. I'd rather see these happy videos of kids voluntarily going out, doing something nice for another kid, for one of their peers.
Yeah.
Than just watching two chicks fighting in the middle of a store because one thinks the other one stole her cell phone.
Or... what was it? Chuck E. Cheese from our
Chuck E. Cheese fight. Yeah, one of those
from our previous, like, an older episode.
That was local, though, right?
Yeah,
that
was
local. Yeah.
There have been a few, but the one that we were talking with, the recent one, was the one at the Kendall.
Insultingly local.
Yeah.
The fact that it is just, it's embarrassing.
I've been there more than once.
Yeah, the fact that we've been there is embarrassing.
So, so I would rather see self satisfying, positive stories.
I feel like, but it, you know. I've been looking for a way to bring this up because I've been watching the series and I'm really, like, blown away. But have you guys been watching you haven't been watching Leah Remini?
No, I want to, though.
Aftermath Scientology. It's on A&E and it's on demand. And basically what she's doing is, she was in Scientology for 35 years.
Wasn't she born into it?
No, she was brought into it as a kid. I mean, I could talk to you about it for hours, but it's going to be better if, like, you just watch
it. I really want to watch it. I have it.
I read the book. I read her book.
The thing that blows my mind.
I do, too.
I love her. at work, I used to watch her reality show on TLC, like, but what she's devoting her platform, like her fame now to, is to just telling the stories of people who have left the Church of Scientology or have been excommunicated, and like the policies in place. And I mean, you can say any religion can be corrupted. I mean, anything that is in the hands of a person can end up being right. corrupted. So it's not to say if you're a Scientologist, you're whatever, but the policies that they have in place.
No, it's like, it's on another level. Leave,
it's the reason why she left. Well, she was excommunicated, but she also said, she's mentioned that, you know, that whole disconnect policy where if you read, like, most of these people go into this religion as children and right. they're there for their entire lives. And it's not until they're in their mid 40s or 50s that they decide that they don't want to do it anymore. And they have children that they've raised in the church and family members that they've brought in. And because they choose to call bullshit on what right. they're seeing, they lose family members. Their kids will stop talking to them. And she...
Well, that's the situation with Tom Cruise. Like, he has no relationship with Siri because she...
Yeah, I've heard that before. And it's I can't even imagine. It's terrible. Look,
if you watch the episodes, they're heart-wrenching because... there's a lot of policies that they have in place that are bullshit. But I think the worst one is that whole disconnect thing because you have... families who are torn apart and like bullied into it, not just
yeah, because it's not just like, okay, well, whatever.
If you're
like,
a Catholic today, you want to be a Buddhist tomorrow. Yeah, the Catholic Church is going to tell your mom,
yeah,
that you no longer can no longer talk to your kids,
right?
And I think that I recommend it, and it's like such an education, and it's. This David Miscavige dude, who's the one running the church, his father was disconnected from the guy, and it's like he did it
to his own dad.
I mean, it's just the horrendous, and it's like $250,000.
So I haven't been to the Scientology building.
Yeah,
no, you have to pee on yourself, right. Like you did after you fell off the trampoline.
I'm not drunk enough to pee on myself
when
tonight.
You get to BB-8, you make a left, and then you can pee. I'm just kidding. It's right here.
I went one of the times I was in LA. One of the things that we did, like the first or second day we were there, we were just driving around like Hollywood. We were just driving around like Sunset Boulevard and like all the like super touristy LA things to do. And we came across the Scientology building. Like it's an old, I want to say it used to be like a hospital or something like that because it looks like that kind of
thing.
Right. But it's ridiculous. It's huge and it's like bright blue, so it like sticks out in the middle of the street, and it's weird. I have my opinions about that, and I mean, I don't want to piss anyone off or whatever, so if you are a Scientologist, like, you know,
leave us a review.
Give us a 5-star review and recommend some wine.
Danny Masterson, this is nothing against you.
Oh yeah,
and your hotness, I love you. We can discuss your wackadoodle world if you want to. I'm all about that.
Well, half the cast of that 70s show is Scientologist. So
a lot of his whole family.
Laura Prepon is also.
Yeah. Yeah. But my Danny Masterson, nah. Him and his brothers.
Meh.
I had a big crush on Hyde. He was my favorite one from that show.
Yeah, he was funny.
Well.
But yeah, it's a lot of...
But it is heartbreaking to think about, like, you change your mind about a religion. Like,
no.
And well, then,
there really is, like, no, of the major religions, like, none of them say that.
Well, no, none of them.
Have you guys seen the show The Path?
It's on my list. I'm on vacation next week and I'm going to watch it.
Oh my God.
I might.
So freaking good.
I thought it was a one season thing, but there's a second season coming out.
I thought it was just going to be a one and done, yeah, like one
there's
season.
There's a trailer for season two.
But apparently they're going to come back.
I didn't see it, but
he is.
I love Aaron Paul though.
Oh yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be like loosely based on the practices of Scientology?
Basically. And you find out right, like pretty quick, it's basically a hippie religion. Like they were like they tell you right from the beginning, these guys live in a commune and the whole thing. And it's, it was created in the 70s and it was a group of like basically hippies living in a commune that had this like moment. Like they had this like enlightenment, spiritual, like yeah, somebody clarity. Was something to do with like climbing a ladder that was on fire.
Oh, then yeah, they're definitely fucking with a Scientology.
So they were, and then it gives you information about who the leader is, where their teachings came from, and then Aaron Paul was not, his wife is born into it. Her parents are like some of the founders, but he came into it. And something happens and stuff like that. But, and so he's like that questioning party. But it's so, like, the acting is insanely good. And it's Aaron Paul. So you have to expect that.
Can't go wrong with
it. It sounds like they're tiptoeing around it. And the whole reason why, I don't know if you guys talked about this or not, but the reason why Leah Remini started getting in trouble with this Church of Scientology was because at Tom Cruise's wedding, which was like the Scientology event of the century, everybody and their mothers was there for that wedding, except for David Miscavige's wife. And she had the...
She's been missing for, like, years,
she had
supposedly.
The audacity...
To ask where she is.
To ask where she was. And that kind of spiraled into this whole thing where, like, 6 or 7 years later, she was excommunicated. But she was like, fuck this. Because one of the things that she's mentioned is, like, as she got more and more into trouble with the church...
I remember when Tom Cruise got married, and that was like at a period in my life where I was buying all of those like weekly magazines every week. And I remember reading about her, like how she was fighting with the church and how she was asking, where is his wife?
Well, the lady's been missing ever since.
They covered this last week and they brought her up, and a high ranking official who was in charge of this department that is the one that turns on you and harasses you once you leave, that he ended up leaving too. He says that she pissed off David Miscavige and he sent her away to like a compound, but like the lady has not been seen. And Leah Remini, when she first left the church, she filed a missing persons report with the LAPD to find out where she is.
Yeah.
And they never got back to her saying she's okay. They told her that a representative confirmed that she's okay. So she could be in a fucking dungeon for all we know.
She could be locked up somewhere.
Well, that's the other thing about Scientology in particular. Like, there's a lot of money in this religion, and you have to...
It's a court...
She says, I think she donated, like, over the course of life, like, $4 million to the church.
But because what happens is that... And she's like rich, but like a regular person, like you.
$4 million is fucking $4 million.
People mortgage their homes, use their 401ks to finance this leveling of Scientology. And then what she pointed out in one of the previous episodes is that you can go rising up, and then they can come to you and say, we found something new, so you have to redo all these levels, and then you have to go back.
To me, what's the scariest thing about this religion is they do this thing called audits, where they basically like sit you in a room and they just like basically like mentally torture you and just ask you all kinds of like ridiculous questions.
Why would you want to put yourself through
that's
this?
That's what I don't understand.
It's supposed to like find your
think about it though, because if you brought it, you're brought into it as an adult, that's I can true. Reason and go, that's fucking crazy. Nobody's gonna make me sit in. I'm gonna, and then they charge you for it.
Yeah,
they charge you like $800 an hour until they decide that you're done. So as an adult, I can rationally like, fuck you. I'm not gonna fucking Sephora, Target. I'm not gonna go fucking sit in a room for 4 hours.
Yeah,
but if you're brought into it as a kid and that's all you know, and you don't have like what the show is exposing is that people who leave the church who are not actresses or celebrities and have been doing it for all their whole life, they walk out of there without a bank account, without an education, without a cell phone, without a job, without a resume, without nothing. And they literally have to start from scratch at the age of 45, 50 years old. Because that's usually when most people fucking snap out of it and go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So,
and then you, and not only that, you're starting off like that, but then you're also like, your family's gonna turn their back on you. Leah Remini got really, really lucky, because when she decided to leave, her husband, her mom, her stepdad, her sister, and her brother-in-law decided to leave with her. So she got really lucky, but her brother-in-law's family disconnected from him because he chose to leave with them.
I can't imagine.
And she said was that she couldn't imagine raising... She has one daughter. Her name is Sophia. The little girl's amazing. She's so funny. And she said she couldn't imagine looking down the road where her daughter was an adult and there wasn't a disagreement about Scientology, that her daughter would be like, well, fuck you, I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah.
And that was one of the motivations for her to be like, you know, I'm fucking done. It's just, I highly recommend it. And I think that it's a great, like, educational thing. But the thing that always, like, stabs me in the heart is when you hear the stories of the families, like, just saying, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can, there's a full circle that I can give you on this. Because not to take the seriousness from it or anything.
Took a tour.
Because I've actually, I'm one of those people that I went through a lot of, like, discovery when I was like younger and stuff like that, and I was very interested in religion. I researched all types of religion, Wiccan and Scientology, and I've got, if anybody wants them, I still have them at home. I really do have all the Dianetics books, and I have all the Scientology books at home. I have read up big time on Scientology for years. For a while there, I actually like really got, like, not into the religion, but into the what the hell part of it, because there's aliens involved, people.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm just like,
it. Yeah, like, if you there's a backstory to it. So, like, and if you guys haven't realized, living in Miami, for the people that don't live around here, there's an area called Coral Gables, and there is a Church of Scientology to, I would say, a block, if not three storefronts away from one of the most popular bars in Coral Gables. So drunk people walk by this place every weekend.
Right.
So there's like tons of information like right there. But so the alien piece, there's a movie that came out years ago called Science? Battlefield Earth.
Oh. What was it?
Battlefield Earth.
That John Travolta's in it.
John Travolta's in it. Forest Whitaker's in it.
Is Forrest Whitaker a Scientologist?
No. Oh, not okay. Everybody that was in it is a Scientologist, but they're like friends of the program, I guess. I don't know. But so it is really crazy. Like, you need to watch this movie. It's so bad. And it's not about Scientology. It's kind of...
Because the movie bombed, right?
Oh, yeah. because the idea is that there's like aliens, and like the aliens came to Earth, and they...
I read about it once, but it's been a couple years, so I couldn't... I don't want to, like, quote...
I don't want to say it wrong. It's been years since I read it, so I don't want... But Battlefield Earth is this whole movie... But
something about, like, basically the aliens are... If I'm paraphrasing and saying it, remembering correctly, that the aliens basically, like, are the dominating...
Yes, the superior
species,
beings.
And we have to basically work our way up to that as humans.
That's kind of...
Like, I'll give you the synopsis of Battlefield Earth.
Like, a little bit, like, a little bit Buddhist in the sense of, like, Nirvana and moving levels, but not in the sense of, like, actual aliens.
Yeah, like, in the year 3000, there are no countries, no cities. Earth is a wasteland. And men is an endangered species. As a litter of the evil cycles, Terrell and his race have taken over the world's natural resources and degraded everyone and everything else. It is up to Johnny Goodboy, a brave human, to battle them and restore normalcy in the world. Like, yeah. Because remember, the guy is L. Ron Hubbard. He is a science fiction writer.
Yeah. That's what
Scientology started with. It's a science fiction writer. So
that's what gets me. It's like, this guy literally just invented this because...
He just invented it.
Yeah.
Got a ship. And started the whole thing.
All about psychotherapy.
And the whole it took off. It took a turn for
it's a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm telling you this.
At least it's not a zero.
Let's put it this way. You know what?
What movies are zero?
Oh my God.
There's a lot of
them. Vanessa, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon?
I am not watching this movie, Christina.
We should record this because it is a shit show.
Home Alone 2 is the better movie.
So here's my...
I agree.
And we'll just like wrap it up. So for the... Has Danny taken you... dragged along to Rogue One yet?
I got myself out of it, so he saw it. I haven't seen it. I'm okay. Gonna own it. I'm gonna watch it. Like,
I know, but have you seen it yet?
No.
Okay, you've seen it.
Yes,
you've seen it. Okay, Forrest Whitaker's character.
Mm-hmm.
So, the one complaint that I told Jeff, that was my big issue with Rogue One, is that I really wish that whoever cast Forest Whitaker or created Forest Whitaker's costume as Saw Gerrera would have realized, at least for the five people that I've seen Battlefield Earth, me, and like the three other schmucks out there, how similar Saw Gerrera's character is to his character in Battlefield Earth.
Maybe they did it as like an
that
homage.
Is what the guy looks like. Granted, okay, Saw Gerrera doesn't have dreads, but it's this like creepy, mm-hmm. like otherworlder, and they have breathing apparatuses.
Okay.
So when Saw Gerrera does his whole breathing thing, and that's not a spoiler, people, Saw Gerrera is part of the universe. I don't want to get backlash. that was, I told Jeff, I was like, this is so, I'm like, he goes, did you like Rogue One? And I was like, yeah. And I'm like, if I have to say one thing to complain about is that why did they cast Forest Whitaker as the guy with the breathing issue and the like spacesuit that he looks so similar to his character in Battlefield Earth without the dreads? Like, that was my biggest issue with it. But I think we should watch Battlefield Earth together. It's really bad.
I think I'll pass.
Save it for Mystery Woobo Theater.
Let the boys do it.
It's really bad. I think Neri needs to watch it. It's really bad.
I'm sure he's seen it.
It's really bad.
I heard it was awful.
I'm not a movie person. I know you guys mentioned it a couple of episodes ago, whether you're a movie person or a music person. Mm-hmm. I'm not a movie person, so it's really hard for me to sit still and just watch TV. Like, watch movies.
Oh, I'm a big movie person. Like, I'm a big
Danny's,
movie person.
Danny's a big. Okay.
Yeah, but
a TV show. Give me 30 minutes. that's as long as I. You know, I was thinking about my attention span when I was driving to work. I'm home today. I'm like, because I'm a shitty cook. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But I'm a shitty cook. Like, it's just I think it's because I don't have the attention span for it. Because I'm a fucking disaster.
Well, luckily you have a husband who went to a year of culinary school.
Oh, does not cook. He doesn't cook. He refuses to cook. He eats he doesn't cook.
So you know how Dave was saying that I have a palate of a 6-year-old? I do not. Danny does. Danny eats chicken nuggets and pizza, and that's about it.
Sounds like Sophie. We've gone to lunch with my family, and he has ordered the same shit that my 8-year-old, 9-year-old cousin has ordered, like chicken fingers and fries.
But you can't go wrong with chicken fingers
and
fries.
Like, the day of our wedding, like, I ordered myself a steak, like, and he ordered himself fucking chicken fry.
The internet.
So yeah.
It just popped up in my Facebook feed.
What was it?
An ad for the path, yeah, just popped up in my Facebook feed.
We were talking about this. Like, there's something that there's just something going up. On.
Like,
where Facebook either the walls listens. Have ears or our phones are connected. Like, Mark Zuckerberg has gone into our phone. Mark Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs.
Well,
like,
remember,
made some
people
kind of
were freaking out. People were freaking out when like the Messenger app came out for Facebook, mm-hmm. because it can just turn itself on whenever it wants,
right?
So it's probably that the Messenger app hears us,
yeah,
talking, and it's like recording what we're saying.
One time Vanessa and I were going through like preschools, like in the area, preschools and daycares, and I told her, oh, try look into this one because it's close to you. And she sends me a text like 5 minutes later. She's like, I didn't even Google this yet, but this ad came up for me.
It's really creepy.
I recently deleted my social media apps.
Yeah, like right now.
I still have my profiles, but I deleted my apps.
Yeah, like no, like literally right
Except
now
for
I'm
Instagram
just,
and Snapchat.
I'm just running through because like I like to run through just in case somebody messaged us or like I see a piece of news that I want to look at. And right now under like in my news feed, it says it's like a sponsored thing and it's for The Path. Like I didn't even look it up in Hulu. It's not like there's any connection whatsoever.
Oh, appreciate it.
Well, my friend Patty and I were talking about this doll, and we were talking, like, she and I were sitting in the car together, talking about this doll, and she was telling me about how she bought it for her daughter, and 2 days later, I'm scrolling through Facebook, and there was an ad for the doll, and I'm like, I didn't even know how to spell it.
Well, you guys were talking about that planner, like that. They're 87 years old.
You're talking about my Union Jack planner that showed up on my
still talk.
Fuck like, you! I have a planner.
Oh whatever.
You're talking about my Union Jack planner that like showed up the other day at my feet.
I wasn't even part of the conversation. Like, well, I just happened to be in the group text. But it was you guys a group were talking text. About.
Like, I sent a link.
I commented once on when you were
and I've gotten 65 fucking ads for a Union Jack planner.
What's wrong with that?
You need to.
You don't want to be organized.
No, but it's the Union Jack planner.
It's the specific one that they were.
It's the British flag
that has the British flag
that I want
on the cover.
Like, I want it. It's a Filofax, and it's, like, $65 on Amazon, and I can't just justify buying it because it hurts me, but now that my uncle gave me money, I might. But I was, like, we were talking about it. No, like, Vanessa searched it.
I searched it, and I sent a link.
Like, and I have it.
I hate to be, like...
Big Brother.
But Big Brother is real.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like,
for
which... Side note, we need to talk about Big Brother because I'm a Big Brother fan and you mentioned Big Brother a couple episodes ago, but I don't
I haven't watched the latest season.
Stephanie, see, you would fucking love that show.
No, I tried watching it years ago and it, no.
You haven't watched it since. Danny and I ruined my friend Fanny's life because one time she was over and she's like, what's Big Brother? And ever since then, she's been fucking hooked. It's a great show.
Wow.
It's the one reality show I think you would love.
I love
you're a junkie
shows.
But what I'm saying is that this is like
I love reality shows, but like I've talked about it before, I have it's like Lord of the that I don't cross, so like I don't cross into like the Love and Hip Hop or like the Little Women.
Sorry that you're too good for Love and Hip Hop.
Or Little People Big World. Or
I don't do Little People Big World. I've done Love and Hip Hop.
I don't do Honey Boo Boos.
She's on the air.
No, I refuse to do Honey Boo Boo or the pageants.
But
or anything.
I love. I didn't know I was pregnant.
Well, no, it's 16 and pregnant, can't. Teen Mom. I don't do it.
I love those shows.
No. Speaking of, you know that team, one of them
somebody died. I don't know.
Really?
I don't remember.
Yeah, somebody died from, but like
today.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to look this up.
But it isn't somebody from OGs.
Well, we keep talking about it. Facebook will show us, pull it up for you.
Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg, can you hear me?
I need to know.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
I'm just going
to. Which, not to backtrack, but. Props to Katie Holmes for getting out of that shit scot-free and keeping her kid.
Yeah.
Listen, she had to know something was up. And in Katie Holmes' defense...
No, but do you know how she was able to do it, though, legally speaking? Their marriage certificate... So California is like Florida. It's a no-fault state.
Yeah.
Their marriage certificate is not a California marriage certificate. It's a New York marriage certificate. So in New York, you can contest a divorce... on behalf of the mother, and they basically like just take the mother, like they automatically side with the mom. So that's how she was able to do it because their marriage license is in New York, and she filed for divorce in New York.
Well, I also think that, and it's a point that Lee Remini brought up, but that a lot of celebrities won't, even if they wanted to leave, they can't because of that auditing bullshit.
Well, supposedly Scientology they have a whole bunch of shit on Tom Cruise and John Travolta, and that's
which
fine.
Made me think that whole thing where John Travolta had to pay off the dude from the cruise for fondling his junk. Remember that? I feel like that might have been Scientology like flexing its muscle. In case he was thinking of fucking walking away because he has been a little loopy in these past couple of years.
Well,
he lost major points with me when he couldn't when he butchered Idina Menzel's.
Well, he name. Totally. I mean, and not that there's anything wrong with if he is, but I totally think that he's gay and that Scientology just hides it for him because he's got the image or whatever, and he's Danny Zuko and whatever, and he's married to Kelly Preston, and they've been married forever, and that's fine.
But if he was gay, then wouldn't he know Idina Menzel's name pretty well?
You would think.
If he was gay, if he was gay, he would have done better as Edna Turnblad, and he didn't.
Yeah, exactly. So just like Tom Cruise, I think he's another one that might be, you know, so and
yeah, but you know what's weird? If you watch the show and you watch footage of David Miscavige, he's like a fucking clone of Tom Cruise or vice versa.
It's that's his
weird
boy.
Weird shit.
Maybe they're
let me tell you, I always thought about it like
maybe they circle jerk him.
You think like when you see Tom Cruise, like looking back now, and even then it was a little bit creepy, like how excited and the jumping on the couch and all the thing about being with Katie Holmes.
Carajo,
like but then you think Katie. Yeah, come on. You should know better.
She was like 19.
But then you think about it. No, she wasn't 19. She was in her mid-20s. But the thing is that you think, okay.
Yeah, but when you're in your mid-20s and Tom Cruise.
No, this is like George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
Like being like, you're the one.
And he was on that level. And if he's like suddenly showing interest in you. This is the other thing about I know that they're very particular about like who their people associate with, and the fact that he's been allowed to marry two Catholics has been odd to
because me. They were recruiting. There was a remember that he did before Katie Holmes. It was dated Sofia Vergara for 5 minutes,
right?
And she reportedly wanted out because they were trying to shove Scientology.
I had read not a couple of years back that they were trying to put him with Laura Prepon because she's a big Scientologist, and they wanted them to be like the Scientology power couple. But she just didn't want to have anything to do with him because she, you know, she's an Amazon and he's a hobbit.
Well, if he can get away with Nicole Kidman, hang on. She was born in 78, so
Katie Holmes?
Yeah.
So she's like 30.
She's our age.
She's 37.
She's my age. I know. That's
she's
why I know.
She's 37. Hold on.
Yeah, Chrissy's 38.
I remember this.
That's why I know she was she got married in her she was in her mid 20s because she was already older when she was already done with Dawson's Creek. I think they were filming like the last season,
just finished Dawson's
Creek. Yeah, they had just done the last season when they got married or when they met or whatever, because she was dating the guy from American Pie. Which, what's happened to him?
I don't know, but did you ever see his Mamma Mia audition?
Yeah.
That was some kind of awesome. Yeah. That was something.
But what happened? Has he done anything?
I think it was an American Reunion.
Besides.
Which was really good.
I was underrated.
She dated Pacey.
Of course she did. Joshua Jackson?
Shut up.
Sorry. Team Pacey? I want to know the rules.
Pacey.
Team Pacey.
Okay.
I watched Dawson's Creek. I need
Dawson
to know.
Dawson was a whiny little bitch.
Yeah. I grew up with it. My best friend's Team Dawson. We fought all the time. The only time I became Team Dawson is when James Vanderbeek showed up in Varsity Blues and all of a sudden became hot.
Did you ever watch Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23?
I loved that show.
James Vanderbeek plays like a douche version of himself.
I love that show.
That show was great. I can't believe it only went one season.
That show was awesome. And because Kristen Ritter is just amazing.
She is awesome. But you know what? If that show would have kept going, we wouldn't have
had Jessica Jones.
So.
She was 27 when she started.
Told you, she was like in her mid to... Yeah, I knew she was at least mid-20s.
All right. Anything else we need to
make? I think we're getting there.
I think we're
Thank you for not asking me when I'm going to have kids.
Oh, please.
Oh.
We don't
care.
We don't put that pressure.
I love that. Please don't care.
We don't put that pressure.
Kids whenever you want.
Well, we know better. I mean, we've all gotten the...
Sweetheart, I went 4.5 years after marriage before having a baby. People thought something was wrong with
me. You're 33. You're going to be una vieja with a kid.
No, I know, but when you get married...
Last week at my job's holiday dinner party, they're like, oh, you're... And it was, of course, it was all the guys.
Of course it was.
Going, oh, but you're 33. I had 3 kids by then. Oh, you're going to be a grandma. I was like, I'm not cow dick. Being
Listen,
fucking
I, laid when, out when to you pasture. Get married at 23 and by 27, you're by 24 and a half, I still wasn't pregnant. Like, people thought those Cuban old ladies that are friends of my husband's grandparents thought that something was wrong with me, like that I didn't want to have children or something. And like, what pissed me off about that, with this one person in particular that would do this to me, was that she and her husband don't have children. They had fertility issues and they couldn't have children. So you know what that feels like. And every time this lady saw me, would ask me, when are you going to have a baby? I'll watch him for you. You can do whatever you want and I'll take care of him.
That's Maria.
But this lady's not related
Maria's
to me.
Maria's my mom, by the way.
She's not related to me. She's just a friend of my husband's grandmother. She's not, has nothing to do with me. And every time, and then when I finally got pregnant, she would like, you know how I don't like people touching me, she had like a thing with touching my belly, and I fucking hate that. I hated when people like touched my belly.
Don't like to be touched.
Oh, I don't like to be touched. Period. Which is why when Neri tries to show me human affection, I have a meltdown. But
what did my mom say? You were there the day that I told my mom that Danny and I were like dating, which was 5.5 years ago. Holy shit! My mom, I had never had like a serious boyfriend before. Like, I had never been like, family, this is my boyfriend. So when Danny and I started dating, we were like official, and Stephanie just happened to be in the room that day.
Picking you up or something.
And I was like, Mom, Danny's my boyfriend. And she goes, oh my God, voy a ser abuela. And I'm like,
And that's not what I
Translation for our non-Hispanic listeners or non-Spanish speaking listeners, that means I'm going to be a grandmother.
And I was like, that's not what I just said. And I was like, I said, I have a boyfriend. And yeah, it's almost 6 years later. And she's still like, so I'm retired now and I need a hobby. So I'm like, so
go learn to the craft store and find something.
No, I told her, I'm like, please. Like,
my mom told Lincoln yesterday, my mom just loves to like sit on Pinterest and just send me shit. So she told Lincoln yesterday, she's like, bang, mom wants it. Let's go show mama something for your little sister. I was like, oh, okay.
Sure, let's put that in her head.
Yeah,
in
sure. Head. Mm-hmm. So, whatevs.
Family.
Family's so much fun.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
So, Castle Rock.
Castle
Rock. I love this wine.
I loved it. It was great. Very dry. It had a,
it's a pretty bottle.
It is a pretty bottle.
It's nice. It's good. It's.
I knew Gary and Todd were onto something.
Yeah.
High five, Gary and Todd. I trust you
guys. High five, Gary and Todd. This was good. Sorry it took us so long to get to it, but we appreciate it. If anybody has any more suggestions, we're definitely in need of some new ones. We are actually getting to our point that we're going to just go buy random wine now.
Yep.
But I did like it. It was dry. It was nice. It was good. And enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it a lot. It was very easy to drink.
How was your
Moscato? It was awesome.
It hit the spot. Take your
word for
it.
I didn't even try the white.
I bought Missy Fufu wine and she liked it.
The Arbor Mint.
Isn't it tasty?
I drank more of that than the one I bought. So
I love that thing because it's like I buy it for my aunt.
I just have low standards, guys. I'm not.
I mean, our standards aren't very high.
No. Yeah, we've never spent more than $10 on a bottle.
Just, like, dry. Like our norm is like a dry red.
Yeah, I want to. I know it's like involves going to Walmart, but whatever. There's a supposedly there's you a $7.
I need to find never. That one. And I was at Walmart.
I think is it my turn? What next is week? It? No, because next week the guest is bringing wine. Right?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. That's part of
our guest the week, is bringing wine. So for the week part after, of his,
for the week after, I'll go and I'll get it. But there's supposedly wait. There's
okay,
a
okay. Go ahead.
There's a
off air.
Oh yeah. There's a $7 bottle of wine at Walmart that's supposed to be like one of the top 10 wines in the world. It's like won awards and shit.
That's right. So, I remember you sent me that
so
article.
But I will,
you have to go to Walmart to get it.
You have to go to Walmart, you know.
That's why I said, I'm like, is it really worth it? Really?
I mean,
I was there. The
there's
day
one
I
close
see
to my
it.
Office, so I won't mind.
I get like major anxiety at Walmart.
Me yeah.
You
too.
Should.
Major.
I
park and I have to take a couple deep breaths before I can get out of the car.
But if I go like in the middle of the day, it won't be
yeah,
so bad.
In the middle of the day, it's not so bad, but it's still fucking like.
Yeah.
It's just a headache.
Like right now, it's like. Nuts.
I mean, a store period.
Have you ever been to a Walmart? Not in Miami, though?
Yeah. Yes.
Because
when
it's
we went
like
to visit
night and day.
Jessica in Moorhead, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when I go to North Carolina to visit
when
my
I go,
in-laws,
when
it's
I,
like,
even there were go like to Central employees. Florida.
Yeah, ooh. Even go to Orlando.
Go to we're Orlando like, and go oh, to Walmart in Orlando.
It's can peaceful. I help you find something?
Yeah, I
well, I think Mary was talking about it on Geekmore, where he went to a Walmart in Texas when he was there and he was like and somebody not a greeter somebody was like hi good morning and he's like the fuck did you say to me? Like you're not used to it because everybody
we're really not
in Asheville people stopped to let us cross the street and I was like what the fuck is going on right
are
now
are they gonna try to hit us when we're like
I'm like is this a
road?
Trick are they gonna wait for me to step out and then fucking run me
to
over
get yeah.
Like fucking Andrea 90210
10 points if you run them over nuts. Completely like that's awful.
It's horrible. We are an anomaly. South Florida is an anomaly.
We really are. I mean, but I have this...
In the best and worst ways.
Like, I have this issue where I get so angry when I drive down Flagler because I don't go past the Target anymore. Like, I don't drive past 99th because it's just... It gets crazy after 99th. But I've seen, like... little old ladies, like 90-year-old ladies waiting for the bus, but instead of like waiting on the curb, like sitting down at the bus stop,
nope.
They're standing in the road. Yep. And I'm like, this is a three lane.
The bus is going to see you, lady.
Does anyone
but not only that, this is three lanes
here.
And hell fuck no. Today, I walked two storefronts over from Aldi to CVS and I feared for my life. And it was like not even 2.5
we
minutes.
We almost got in an altercation in Miramar because with bikers, like the
bicyclists,
the whatever. We went
to
huge
distinctions between
we
bikers and bike
Mojo Donuts.
Cyclists.
We went to
cyclists.
Mojo Donuts, and there was a gang of.
It was like a fucking gang because wear,
it was like 35. Right.
But the ones that wear the super tight.
Yes.
And
yes.
Those are the ones that clog like, up the freaking Miccosukee golf course.
Yeah. So what happens is that we're coming out of Mojo Donuts and my dimensions are not conventional. So my hips knock over one of the bikes into one of the cars. But the problem was that there was no way for us to get to our car because there was like, I'm not exaggerating, there was literally like 30 bikes surrounding the entire sidewalk
right.
that was between the store and my car. So as I'm trying to get in, by mistake, I slide and my hip hits the bicycle and I'm like, I'm sorry. And the guy's like, really? And then Danny's a nice guy, but he's also crazy. Mm-hmm. So he was like,
he's a nice guy, but he's also crazy.
He's super crazy. So he's like, what the fuck? And I was like, Danny, get your donuts and get in the car. And he's like, I'm like, please just scream about it in the car. Like, I beg you. Like, I don't want to get an altercation because if you swing and his wife swings, then I have to fucking kill her and it's like a whole thing. So,
and then it's a whole thing.
And so, no, like, well, I'm just like that. I'm the kind of person that if I love you,
hashtag irrational support. No,
this bitch is the queen of irrational support.
Well, one time she was bitching about somebody and we were gonna run into her at the place we were heading to, and I'm like, you can't fight her today. And so it's like, why? And I'm like, because I'm not wearing stretchy pants and I'm not gonna be able to jump in and comfortably stomp her ass. And then she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, no, let's stop at Anthony's Coal Fire, have some pizza and wine. You need to relax. I'm not prepared. I've never been in a fist fight. I want to get in a fist fight, but I've never gotten in a fist fight. But I would.
Sure, we can. That could be arranged.
For a friend.
But yeah, no, I. My issue with bikers is that they want cars.
Bicycles.
Yeah, bicyclists, cyclists.
Yeah, you keep saying bikers, and like, they're not the fucking Hells Angels. Like, relax.
They want cars to respect them, but they also need to respect the cars. And they
I could be Edie Pouvier again.
But like, they don't respect the cars. Like, I remember Christy and I used to work together, so I know what she's talking about. I remember one day I'm leaving work and there's these three cyclists and they should be in a line, not like they should be in line and not across. And the guy in the back, instead of like getting behind his buddy, that's why I don't look at her. She instead of being behind his buddy, he like starts getting wider and wider, and I know he can hear me coming up behind me. And I'm sorry, I have friends who are cyclists. My brother is a mountain biker. Like, I don't want to hit.
I look like Paul Rudd in this.
See, like I don't want to hit somebody with my car, but your tiny little bike against my SUV is not going to win. And then at the end of the day, it's still my fault.
And then those bikes are like $1,500.
Because I hit you with my car.
So the whole stress behind it is that you're trying to not kill somebody. And
but
then they're
being
like, you have
bobs.
To share the, like, in, I don't know. I don't think that there's, but Miramar has bike lanes.
Yeah, there's bike in Doral. There's bike lanes for sure.
But it's like really, it's just get terrifying. And
it's terrifying.
I'm getting stressed out because I don't want to hurt you, but I'm like,
that was the biggest issue with where Christy works, where I used to work, is it's like a semicircle that it's closed. Like, it's not closed off, but like, you don't have to drive down there unless you work in one of the three buildings that the circle goes around. So it's great for cyclists because there's not really a lot of car traffic. Yeah. But for the people that work there, when you're trying to leave and there's like 10 dudes on bikes and they take, not only do they take up a whole lane, which is not the way it's supposed to be, like, they're not following.
What's happening?
What are you laughing at? I'm
what
so confused.
Do?
I don't know. Okay, I feel like this has devolved into some
you have
random.
Glitter on your face.
I have glitter on my face. Mm-hmm.
Did you fuck Edward Cullen? Did he jizz on your face?
And that's and how scene. You end it.
Well, thanks for checking us out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've made it this far, you know how to spell. But this is Mama's Merlot. MOMMASANDMERLOT. You can find us Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat,
Instagram, and Gmail.
Yes, Mama's Merlot @gmail. Send us your email. Send us your questions. If you want to rant about something, if you want to rant about the cyclists in your area, let us know.
Yeah. Check us out on iTunes, Acast, Stitchers, check us, and if you like podcasts and you like us, you can also check out the Geek Bro Network.
Yes, geekbro.net, where you can find Neri, my husband. You can find him on his podcast, What's Up Bro, and Mount Geekmore, where you will also find MT Chrissy Geekmore. And Steph's husband. Mm-hmm. And
Cosplay Fame, where you can find Raul and Christy. Well, soon to be
husband. So yeah, I mean, there's tons of really fun podcasts. There's a new one coming out soon, Podcast Rumble, about wrestling if you like WWE. And I think we've covered everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, please reach out to us, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends. Oh, we
shout out our Twitter followers.
Oh yes, real quick,
while you pull that up, thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being here, Missy. Yay. You have an open invitation. Yay. To come.
Yes,
back.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to be pregnant or.
We got a nice little shout out from Tasha.
Hey, Tasha.
Tasha said that she has found her people in Mama Zimmerlo, and we accept you into our little nook,
into our little tribe.
You can sit with us. And drink with us and vent with us.
Yes. Send us an email. All right. So cheers.
Cheers.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.